Blog Talk Radio.
Angry Bastard fucking radio.
Oh my. This nigga crazy,
GQ.
Man. You yelling out blocks and shit.
We
ain't
want to prove.
Nigga, you ain't sleep on my floor.
For
that's
9 years.
Studio, nigga. That's my floor.
Now it's time for that shit to
you
die tonight.
I paid the rent.
Yeah, but now I won't for
3 days. I'm not nice, this is God's work, you soft jerk.
Mm-hmm.
You my little nigga, I was standing there when your mom's birth. I'm kinda proud you tried to come with a strong verse, but I'ma rip buttons like fat niggas in small shirts. I can't front you the shit with the computers.
Uh-huh.
I'm on the block handing out the pistols to the shooters.
Yeah.
Don't listen to them losers,
no.
Addicted to the rumors.
Yeah.
Cause they gon' make me have to put a clip up in my junior. And you ain't take no heads, you ain't break no bread.
No.
A hotter who don't fly straight, nigga, you Frank Lopez.
Yeah.
I'm serving Stank Dopez.
Uh-huh.
Next time a nigga say they finna break Joe head, I tell them niggas go ahead. Shouldn't have never mentioned my name.
Uh-huh.
I was in the office when you seen henchmen in game.
Yeah.
Big homie said, Joe, I have you limping in pain.
Uh-huh.
And your response was, I ain't mean to mention your gang. No strength in your frame.
Uh-huh.
The nigga saying he gon' empty your veins. And right there, I knew your career was sent to the flames. You was supposed to put Jersey on like Bean put Philly
uh-huh.
on. But now that your deal is gone, I seen what you really on.
Yeah.
We ain't in the same boat.
Nope.
You ain't never slang dope.
Nope.
You ain't never hustle for weeks wearing the same coat.
Nah.
Nigga, what you gon' do?
What
you ever gone through?
What?
You the king of a city that you can't even come to. We ain't no kinfolk,
nope.
And you ain't no king, bro.
Nope.
Nigga, I'm Kimbo, multiplied by Tendo. I don't take trips with my duffel bag, you fucking fag. Ain't nothing but old gas gloves and a couple masks. I don't play with a full deck, you better shuffle fast.
Uh-huh.
Think I don't know about all the shit you discuss with Fab.
Yeah.
And for the record, Lil Wayne is on my dick. You heard the duffel bag record, that's my shit. Don't even mention my block, nigga, that's my strip.
Yeah.
You T-Mobile reduced to being the sidekick.
Yeah.
My nigga Webb, he know why all of my guys get.
Yeah.
We in the club when you coming out of your closet.
Yeah.
You ain't no Balls Creek, you live up in Cross Creek. I know where your horse sleep, my niggas in Dawes Beach.
Yeah.
I don't wanna cause grief, but you just a soft geek. I run up in torch heat, leave you on your porch sleep. And don't forget, nigga, I'm still in the gutter.
Uh-huh.
Where you left your little baby and your niggas to suffer. What you did outside of Crowns to that nigga that snuck you. You know how many niggas out here that's willing to touch you, sucker. You are worn down, your niggas is all clowns.
Yeah.
Look at yourself, you the reason that we ain't on now.
Yeah.
You heard this beef and you wanna get on the horn now.
No.
Problems with Rand, that's something you can't afford now.
No.
Them old gorillas, I'm telling them niggas, calm down.
Oh,
it's
damn.
Not beef, that nigga's just laying songs down.
Yeah.
You might be more witty, I'm more gritty, but you sure silly. You kill me thinking it's your city,
yeah.
It's my city, and I got niggas to ride with me. I'm the strongest nigga repping the East besides 50. And I don't know what this nigga's trying to do.
No.
Yeah, I know about John and who he's trying to screw. Cause I know what,
which
you know who.
Ooh.
I'm cool, nigga, let's keep that between me and you.
Yeah.
All through the hood, I hear these niggas say, somebody gon' die tonight. All through the hood, I hear these niggas say, somebody gon' die tonight.
This nigga's crazy, man. Crazy. Hey, Joe. You ain't never sleep on my floor, nigga.
Huh?
Stop acting like you was asleep when them niggas came in there and they was gonna fucking stomp your head in.
You already know.
And I ain't stopped them niggas. Yo, stop fucking lying, man.
I'm lying to him. Fucking you. Crazy, man.
Yeah, them niggas came in there to stomp your fucking. Stomp a mud hole in your bitch ass.
When I see you, don't say nothing to me.
I should've let him do it, too. I might fucking punch you in your fucking chest. Don't try to run behind Webb and any of them niggas.
No.
I might punch you. I see Webb in the club. We popping bottles, nigga. That nigga know how we do.
Yeah.
He knows you's a queer. He knows you square. Nigga used to record in my shit, nigga. That was my shit, nigga. You dig? And I still got my shit. You hear this shit?
Uh-huh.
I'm recording in my studio, my booth, nigga. Paid for by my niggas. Getting that filthy money. Stupid. Where the fuck you recording at? You ain't got shit, nigga. I'm in Jersey City right now. don't even come here, nigga.
I'm about to start saying you ain't from here, nigga.
This my city, nigga.
My city, nigga.
I still live here, nigga. I still live on the third floor, nigga.
Still live on the third floor.
I'll break your fucking back.
You ain't know.
When you are finished recording, press pound.
We've got a few words right now. Live on Angry Bastard Radio. Relationship Thursday. Now 6-4 is on in the cut right now. We about to unmute that. This segment is going to be like other segments, but I'm going to add a little twist. Come and listen about a Boricua who likes nothing but drama and negative things. And she will be and the shit she will be losing because of it. Big shout out to Miss Torres in the building. Well, she's not in the building. She's actually out of the building. Now, when you go looking for trouble, you go looking for problems. When you find them, you're not gonna like it, and then you start pointing the blame. She's a negative type of female that I've dealt with for more than 9 years. About 9 years. Off and on. Guess you guessed it. It's Luz Torres. This is a 914-338-1782. Taking shout-outs, dedications, and requests. I have a couple of few questions for the ladies. When you have a guy that actually puts up with a lot of shit, family-wise, with... For instance, fuck it, she don't want to fuck with me no more. When you mess with family, and that tends to not keep their hands of herself. Like her father used to touch her. And I used to be there for her. I was there, like, trying to get him locked the fuck up, beat up all that shit. And somehow I still fall into the characteristics of an asshole. That's what I fall in. And... me, I'm like, you know what? I'm in love with this girl. Looking for rings, all this dumb shit. Then for it to end off tonight because she's mad that there's a Facebook account.
You have
account.
Reached the maximum time permitted to record. To send your message,
oh,
press
man.
1 at any time.
I'm going to send this message real quick,
your
people.
To message, press 2. To re-record, press 3. For more options,
oh,
press
God.
5. To
more
cancel...
Options.
To mark urgent, press
urgent.
1. Message marked urgent.
Send
to send
message.
Your message, press 1 at any... Message sent.
That's just sent.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Listen to your message.
Now I'm
on
mute
6-4
on this one.
To send a message, please enter the 10-digit Sprint PCS phone number or enter a group list number. Then press pound. To cancel... Press pound if there are no more destinations. At the tone, record
hey,
your
six.
Message. When you are
yeah.
finished recording, press pound.
Do you have anything to add to this, man? Like, I mean, let me tell you the story. The Facebook picture that, I mean, the Facebook page that you made up and you just put all my information in and all that shit, well, she feels as though I made that. Now, under my knowledge, I never knew that I had a Facebook page until you told me. But, I really don't give a shit. Now, it says that I'm friends with Danette, which is my ex-girl, and I haven't spoken to that bitch in ages. So there's a strong possibility that if she saw that page up, she requested it. And being the fact that you and Ill E and FD all use that page, you know what I mean? I don't know what the fuck is going on. Like, she feels as though, like, first of all, let's put it out there. I never met this chick before. So if you don't, it's like, if you have an attitude where you, if I say I'm going here, you got a problem with it. Or if I say I'm going up to New York, you get a cop an attitude because, you know, people that in New York that I chill with might smoke. So off the bat, you think I'm going to smoke. Okay, well, I'm a grown man. But there's got to be a reason why I've never met her. Obviously, she's doing her thing or she's obese. I mean, how do you feel about that, brother?
My bad, son. I was, like, doing some other shit. Not really paying attention. But did you say that, did you got another face out there?
Another face?
Another face, another profile?
Nah. She's saying the profile that I have, I lied to her about making it. And I told her I didn't make it. Strong possibility that 6'4 made it. You know what I mean? And she's like, oh, well, call him now, call him
you
now.
You have
I'm
reached
like,
the maximum time permitted to record. To send your message, press 1 at any time.
Do you have anything to add to this?
Message sent. Main menu.
One more
time. To your messages, press 1.
Did I make
to
that
send
Facebook
a message,
page for you?
Please enter the 10-digit current PCS phone
Did
number.
I make that Facebook
or enter
page?
A group list number. Then
yeah, that's
press
the page you made for the
to
show.
Cancel, press
okay.
Hello.
Press pound if there are no more destinations. At the
so,
tone, record your message.
I'm
when you are
to,
finished recording,
I'm about to call
press
from
pound.
My other phone.
All right, do that. Yeah,
yeah.
So it's like, yeah, call from the other phone.
Yeah.
So it's like when someone cares, like, It's like I'm explaining it right now on the show, people. But it's been many things that's popped off. Like I've done more than what most people would do. Like okay, granted, in the first 2 years I wasn't doing anything. Then you know, as the years went by, I said okay, well let me do me, and when she's ready, we can make it happen. But now I was going on year 9, and actually fell back from all that because it was a big fallout because of the girl than that. So. Now, it's like any argument she can come up with, she throws it in my face. You know what I mean? If she feels like not going now, she, you know, she never invites me up. I'm always the one that has to come out my face. So it's like I'm getting the feeling like, well, what's going on? Are you fucking with somebody? She's one of those two goody-goody girls that I can't admit that I'm wrong. That's how she is. She can't apologize for shit. She works with children, and she's a fucking, like, it's amazing. Like, she's like a child. You know what I mean? And they always say, let it go, and if it comes back, it's meant. Well, I've let it go a couple of times, and she's always coming back. So, I mean, now she looks like a fucking asshole, so that's why I'm leaving this voicemail for her on the radio show. Now, I would never harm her. I would never drive up to her area and do anything of the sort. The way I get back at her is I'm just going to blow out her whole life on, you know, on this radio show. I'm about talking about the dad situation, talking about her grandmother passing away. I'm talking about everything. You don't want to fuck with me, fine. Now I'm going to blow your whole shit out there. And that's the choice. You made the choice. So easy for you to get rid of me, that is very easy for me to spit your whole life out here. Now I'm not that grimy to put your number out there. That's corny.
You have reached the maximum time permitted
perfect.
To record. To send your message, press 1 at any time.
Word.
To listen to your message, press 2. To re-record, press 3. For more options,
for
press 5. To cancel, press
we'll
star.
Be back, Angry Bazaar Radio.
To mark urgent, press 1. Message marked urgent. To send your message, press 1 at any time. Message sent. Main menu. To listen to your messages, press 1.
Angry Bastard Radio. Enemies. Yeah, sure, you don't fucked up. You're really now my enemy. You lucky I ain't got no haircut, because I will go to the club right now. It's cool. I just got paid. I will be partying tomorrow. Let's go. From the east side. That's power. Angry Bass Radio, man. We live from 11 p.m. to 1. Yo. Oh, man. I'm so mad at myself. I should have got a haircut today. Now, so, you know, I should just go home, take a shower, and just get fresh and go and just pull up mad bitches. That's what I should do. Because it's like a waste of time, dog. Like, when you put in all of that time, all that focus, it's like building a house. And you put in years and years of building a house, and then a snowstorm came, so that stopped you from building, and then you start building again, and then a hurricane comes and knocks your foundation down. And it's like you just hold in there, and you just get stronger, and you just say, you know what, I'm going to build this fucking house. I'm destined to build it. And once you build it, and you're about to put, like, the glass in and the windows in and the plumbing in and all that, it's like motherfucking you get an earthquake and it destroys everything. Like, what's the point? Like, what was the point? Like, I could have been, like, my life probably would have been popping right now. But then again, being faithful to someone you've never met before takes a lot of skill. So, I gotta be thankful for that, because I don't have any kids. Because I would have been fucking like a jackrabbit. But it's just funny, man. Like, motherfucking women that look for negativity, like, no matter what you do, they find something negative. And it's like, I try, by the way, Milky, you're on the phone, but I try my best. I said, you're online. I try my best to, like, be there. And it's very hard. First of all, she's diabetic, number one. She has diabetes.
What are we talking about?
I'm talking about this chick that just fucking stopped talking to me because she found out that I had a Facebook page. And she's like,
I feel
she's
her pain.
I'm saying, but that's cool. But I don't do nothing negative on my Facebook.
If somebody has and it's not your fault, that's baggage.
Yeah.
That's all that is.
And the fucked up thing about it is I didn't even make my Facebook page. But it's
I've been through that. Can you hear me? Because I'm under the dryer.
Yeah, I can hear you. And this fucking is amazing. Want some real shit, Milky? I'm not afraid to put it out there. I'm a grown man. I've known this girl for 9 years. I never met her before.
Mm-hmm.
But she had me looking for rings. That's how deep. Yeah. And she the only one that got this. Yeah. Feel like a sucker right now.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah.
Where's the big guy?
He's over there.
He's where?
About six.
Yeah.
He's right there.
Oh, I thought he was sleeping.
Nah.
I called your phone. Of course you don't answer.
Which one?
Anyway. The one that rang.
Nah. The one that's fucking up. I forgot which one. I get confused with them because I don't call them, but one is fucking up.
Yeah, you're running a fucking switchboard over there.
Yeah, you know.
Switchboard.
Yeah.
But it's like, it seems like I've done extra. Like, I've done more. And it sucks because I've been in a relationship before, like, where someone cared about me more than I cared about her. And
mm-hmm.
I took her for granted. And then when I lost, I was like, damn, she was that bitch. Like, fuck, man, I fucked that up. You know what I mean? So it was more like a Captain Save a Chick kind of situation because I was trying to save this girl from having the same mistakes that I did. And I knew she's never really been in a relationship. I knew. And you could tell, I mean, she says she's a virgin. I mean, I know you can't really believe that shit if you never saw a virgin. But the shit that she asked, like, I know that she's a virgin. Like, I told her, like, I like
dogs. You don't have to prove anything to me. I believe it. Not everybody sleeps around with everybody. Like, that's not everybody's thing. I don't know why.
Yeah, a lot of people when I tell people that, they're like, ain't no virgins out here.
Yes, listen. Not all women sleep around. It fucks it up. Because there's some women that just love to give up their pussy.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of niggas. They're, like, never satisfied. Not all women are like that.
Yeah. And it's like, it sucks because I've been in the situations many times when girls are like, yo, what's up? And me, I'm over here trying to be faithful to shorty, and I ain't never met her before. So I'm like, nah, I'm good.
Where does she live?
She lives in Queens.
She lives in Queens and you haven't met her?
No.
That's like right there.
It's right there. Exactly.
Question. Why haven't you met her?
Because, back then, she had, her dad used to like, you know, when she was...
How old is she?
She's, I'm 29, she's 28.
Okay.
And when she was living at home, ever since childhood, her dad... Puerto Rican, like a lot of Puerto Rican guys, and I think they touch their daughters. And I'm not saying all of them, but I've heard a lot.
That's their thing.
Yeah,
they fuck their daughters before anybody else can.
Yeah. So. So she said that her dad used to start touching never.
Black and everything?
Yeah. But see, you know what's bugged out? I think, she comes off and says, oh, I look just like my sister. But they have different different mother.
I swear, I'm like psychic. Yeah. Listen, I don't care. No woman at 28 years old, true, she may be a virgin or whatever, but why y'all haven't met, it's not like you guys are on different sides of the fucking United States.
Yeah, exactly.
You understand what I'm saying? So, have you wanted to meet her, and she just doesn't want to meet up? Like, what's the joke? What's going on?
Like, I'll be like, yo, what's up? Let's meet up. Oh, I got to work. Okay, well, you don't work 24 hours a day, so
exactly.
How about after you get off of work? I mean, and it's like, I'm like, you know what? I'm over here making excuses for her. That's the fucked up thing about her. Like, I'm over here like, well, she is diabetic, so maybe she is, well, she don't have a gallbladder.
What
so maybe,
kind of, what kind, she doesn't have a gallbladder.
Or a pancreas or some shit like that.
No, you can't live without a pancreas.
All right, well, yeah, her gallbladder, she don't have a gallbladder. They had to take
okay.
That shit out.
That has nothing to do with the diabetes, though. Well, it could, but not really.
Yeah. And then
so,
she's
fucked up. She's probably extremely overweight and unhealthy.
Well, you know what I feel? I feel as though, it's like, she'll be on the phone, and I'm like, you know what? I've been wanting to say it, but I won't say it. But fuck it, since you done with me, I really, on some real shit, was like, damn, man, this bitch is real sickly. Like, how can I, because I want kids, how can I get you pregnant and you in and out of the hospital, diabetic, like, you should give me the Golden Globe Award.
Call her right now. Let's give her a fucking, let's see what's wrong with her. Let's do a patient assessment on her ass.
Yeah, if I call her, she's not gonna answer the phone.
Really?
Fuck it, I'll do it though. Hold on.
Sick. You know he ain't got no, but you know what I'm gonna ruin it now.
All good.
I know you don't care.
Go ahead. Her name is Luz.
I'm going to get to the bottom of this. Let her know she's on the air.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, she's not going to answer the phone.
Hi, it's me.
Of course not.
I'm on the phone right now, so please give me your name and number.
You know, I didn't call the crib.
No, don't call her house. Don't call her house.
No?
No. I don't know. So what is she saying? She went to the hospital. I don't know what's up with this girl.
I don't know either. All I know is that I was going to pop up on her a couple of times and be like, yo, what's up?
You know
I'm like,
lives?
You know what? Yeah, I know exactly where she lives at.
She's probably married with kids.
She probably is, but... And I've mentioned that a couple of times. I was like, you know, he probably got kids or some shit like that. And she's like, well, I would be unfit mother because I can't front. She's always on the phone with me. And when I'm not on the phone with her, she's on some, like, where was you at? Like, you know what I mean? Like, she's
and she doesn't want to meet you. I'm so confused.
I mean, she
you
says she does.
Like,
you know, and you know what? I wish I could. Like, it's hard for some reason. Like, I'm hooked. Like, I'm really feeling her.
Hooked on what? Have you ever sniffed her pussy? Like, what are you hooked on?
Yeah, I mean, obviously not that.
No, I'm serious about this.
Yeah. I don't even know. Like,
if you've never stuck your nose in her down crotches, I don't understand what's the problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean... Try this. She. It seems to me she's a good.
To ask you where you are. And
exactly. Like if you're not trying to really, yeah. If you're not trying to meet up with me on some, yo, let's meet up. This is whatever. How are you going to be tight where I'm at? Like I don't understand that. Like that don't make no sense.
Yeah.
And I'm in front. It's like I don't consider it cheating, but
no, I'm like I got my magic hat on right now, and I'm like the all-knowing Swami when I'm under the dryer.
Yeah. Dryer psychic.
Yeah, I'm a dryer psychic. I got my feet up on the baby's high chair, and I know everything that's going on. So.
Yeah. It's funny, man. Like it's like. And I feel like it's a waste of time because everybody told me, my brothers, my mother, my boys, cousins.
Let me explain something to you. It gets to the point where you have to ask yourself, what do you want? I mean, if you're willing to settle and waste your time and your life on mere phone entertainment, then do you. If that's what enthuses you, then do you. But,
yeah.
Don't allow anybody to block your blessings. Like, a chick might be walking down the street that could be your future wife and who's going to be the mother to bear your children, and you waiting on this bitch to call you back on the phone. What's
yeah, you right.
I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I wish I could just go to a fucking...
She can't even give you a fucking kidney. Her organs is rotted. Like, she's twisted. Get out of here. She's tainted. She's getting the juice.
I can't fight. She can't give me nothing.
She can't do nothing. She's in the hospital. She's like, come on. And she's waiting
on a
bridge.
She probably can't even bear kids.
She probably can't. Who would want to?
Yeah, man, but and it's like, oh, man, I don't know. It's like I got a short temper. She can be a piece of shit sometimes. But it's like piece of shit.
I don't understand that.
Oh no, it's just the fact that I just knew like, you pray to God, you get what you want, just yada yada yada. And I let her go many times and she always came back. I was like, well, hey, they serve, you let her go and comes back. So I'm over here like
DQ, wait, let go of what? You've never even looked her in her eyes before. Let go of what? You don't even know what she smells like. Let go of what?
Yeah, you're right.
Help me
point.
Out.
If you do.
Yo, help me understand. Because after a while, like, the phone thing is comforting to a point. And then what?
Yeah.
And then what? Let her go of what? Well, you hung up the phone, you did not talk to her, you didn't call her a few times? Okay. You don't know nothing about this. You don't know nothing about her. If you passed by her on the street, you probably wouldn't recognize her, no matter how many pictures you've seen of her.
Yeah. And to tell you the truth, I probably don't see those pictures of her anyway.
Exactly. You know what you need to do? Call her fucking house right now, because now I'm fucking mad.
Hey, yo, Fresh. Okay.
Call her house. Right now, okay? Wait, listen to me. Let me tell you what you're going to do. When you cry out, you're going to say, you know what? Are you tired of this? Or is this just mere entertainment for you through the day?
Are you tired of this? Or is this just mere entertainment?
Yeah, like, what is it that you want? I mean, have you ever asked her, has she ever evaluated herself? And what are her future plans? Like, what are her short-term goals out of life? Like, what the fuck does she want to do? Because, I mean, a person who doesn't know what the fuck they want to do, why, if you already have an idea about what you want to do, why are you over here entertaining a person who has no idea what the fuck is going on?
Well, that's another thing. Like, I'll be like, she'll be like, oh, I'm done. I'm mad. I'm done. I'm like, done with what? I'm like, okay, so how can I make this better? I don't know. I'm like, what the fuck you mean you don't know? You're the one that's angry.
But it's not like, she sounds like she's very unstable, number one. And it's not like you can come there and hug her and try to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Like, there's a reason why she's holding back. Virgin or
you know
no
what?
Virgin?
I thought about the father thing, like, okay, maybe because her father disrespected her many times and touched her in places and all that, maybe she feels as though, you know, she doesn't trust God.
But listen to me, for her to tell you that really shows how unstable she is.
Why is that?
If that's what she's using as an excuse to not meet up, nobody said y'all had to fuck. But she could talk to you on the phone all day. Like, so she's that selfish. So I guess this is all about heaven. Right?
Exactly. That's what it seems like. But she tells me, oh, you wanted to be your way to highway. I'm like, no, that's actually you. And I lose my cool a lot. I'm like, man, look, man. But it's to the point where I'm like, you know what I mean? I need to go somewhere where they can get her out my mind. I know it's disgusting. Like, man, you never met her before. But so, I need to, like, get her number, her face out of my mind, and I'll be able to move on with life. But I don't believe in people putting me, you know.
That is so weird.
Yeah.
Like, what do you have to say? What's your take on it?
Hello?
He's falling asleep. Or eating peanuts or some shit. He's not paying attention to anything that's going on.
No, he's not.
I mean, you know what the whole thing is? Like, it all boils down to her and you, right? Not y'all together, but her and you. That's the whole shit. Like, she's selfish because, you know, she'll allow this relationship to go on like this, you know what I mean, without some kind of clue as to what.
Well, what woman doesn't know that a man has needs, though?
Clue as to what she smells like, as to what she looks like, how her skin feels, you know what I'm saying? Like, just to be able to look at her and be like, you know, whatever, like, I've been thinking about you, like, you know, I want to see you, like, whatever the case is, like. And then it boils down to you, too. Like, you're allowing that shit to be. You know what I mean? What does that say about what you want for yourself? Like, you just going to allow, you know what I mean? Like, it to just go on like that. You're looking for rings and all kinds of other shit. Everything being in your head solely. And it's born from the conversations that you have and nothing more. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, you look at yourself like, yo, Doug, like, what do I want? Is this what I want? Like, all of this, like, she's, you know, it's good. It's a noble deed to take care of those that are in need. At the same time, like, you want the best for yourself because you want your lady to reflect you, you know what I'm saying? Like, or whatever the case is, son, like, you know, you're a healthy brother, you know what I mean? Like, and all of that other shit. Like, there's really no need. There's no need for, like, I don't know. That shit is just crazy, son. Just think about what
I'm saying. Yeah, son. That's crazy.
What about you, Fresh? What do you think?
About what?
Yeah.
I wasn't paying attention, dog. No, Fresh, you buns.
Hey, you buns.
Buns.
Yeah, that's a faggot ass comment right there, nigga. Don't ever call me something like shit like that again.
Buns sauce, yeah, nigga.
Yeah, that's good. Come up with something else, dog. Yeah,
like I said, you're buns. Let's stick with that.
Zito.
Listen, like I said, you Zito, man.
All right, so what you say? You got a crazy bitch on your hands, dog?
Basically.
No, she ain't crazy. You crazy. Cause you don't.
I'm crazy.
You entertaining the fuck, right?
I can feel that right there.
Yeah, she's a fucking, I don't know, man. Like, I don't understand it. But,
you gotta understand, everything is 50-50, my nigga. If you don't see no kind of effort, why are you even bothering? If you ain't hitting, I can understand if the pussy's that good and you're just hooked on it. But at that, you should know there's always better pussy out there. But if this girl got you bugging like that, I mean, son, it's really worth it, though. Just thank for every.
No, and I didn't even get it. I never even met Shorty.
Not even then.
Why are you even bugging, dog? You know what I'm saying? Brush the bitch off your shoulder and go find another girl, dog.
We're going to stop calling women bitches, though, while I'm on
you. I call her a bitch. I don't know her name individually. I don't know her name, so she a bitch until then.
Whoa, man. You don't start calling that, you know, who I thought was gonna be my lady, my future. You know what I'm coming out of there.
Yeah, you. Hey, what was the key word? What you just said? You thought, right? You're contemplating. You're not even. You're so indecisive of what you want. So is that what you truly want? If you have to think about it, you should know what you want. If that girl is really for you, you would know that in your heart. You would know that in your mind, dog. But if you're thinking twice about that shit, you drop the bitch.
All right. Can you not call her a bitch? That person is like really does something to me.
Well,
just to give you the respect,
you
all right, the female.
Like this. Her name is Luz. Her name is Luz Torres, all right?
All right, well, I apologize. The female, not the bitch, the female, all right? Does that work? Female work, chick work?
And the reason why I'm putting her government out there is because there's a million and one. One time I'm looking for her because she was in a hospital. I couldn't fucking find her. And I found out through one of her homegirls because we wasn't talking.
There's
like a million and one Luz Torres is in New York City, huh?
You speak to her friend still? This is ludicrous.
Nah, it was when she was going to Oneonta in upstate New York college. I was talking to her or whatever. And, you know, our homegirls, I had the homegirls on AIM or whatever. I forget how the fuck I had it, but they knew that I was talking to her, so when I stopped talking, she wasn't answering my calls. I would call her girls, and her girls would be like, yo, this nigga bugging, whatever. And we started talking again.
Oh,
but
God.
It just feels like, I feel like it's a waste of 9 years. Like, yo, I went through a lot. I was there for you with your father situation. I was there for when you was in the hospital. I did my dirt, but I didn't really consider it dirt. But it was kind of because I wasn't telling her about it. I should have just left her alone, like, you know, fuck it, I'm done. Whatever. But I kept her there just in case. And ever since then, I've been straight, like not messing with nobody, anybody. And this is how we paid. She finds out about Facebook and she goes ballistic. Oh my God, you're a liar. You know what? Don't talk to me.
Hold on. What do you mean you kept it at just in case?
Well, when I was messing with the net, I kept her around just in case she changed her mind on something like, okay, well, wow, well, are we going to meet yet? So when she'd be like, all right, bet, I'm ready to meet you. I can tell Danette, all right, yo, look, it's been real, and I'm done.
This is weird.
Okay. It didn't work that way. I know. I mean,
maybe you were her, just in case, and she just didn't need the just in case.
Yeah, word. Exactly. But I don't understand how. I don't understand how you can do a lot of jonesing.
Maximum time permitted to record.
The fuck is, oh, shit, you still on the fucking phone.
Yeah.
Yo, I don't see how you can jones that long with somebody. Like, this chick would be on the fucking phone for hours on the phone. But she wakes up, go to sleep, on the phone. Call me as soon as you get off work. So it's like, I'm like, well, damn, if you messing with somebody, like, so what the hell do you want? Do you just want to have more on a phone, buddy? Because that's what it seems like. Like, what the fuck? Tell me that.
But me and Six talk on the phone a lot. We used to. So?
Yeah, but y'all met. And you know what's funny? It's like, I said, well, maybe it's because of the internet. Yeah, because I met Shorty off the internet a long time ago. But can't say that because I met women on the internet before. And then I met him on the first day, probably smashed in the second day.
How you mean my auntie, bro?
What?
In the club.
I can believe it. I'm not bagging on that.
Mm-hmm. No, actually, I was walking my pit bull on the beach, and I saw her and a bunch of Mexicans running from out the ocean. Running into like a all yellow 18 van.
See, look, my nigga, I already knew you was full of shit when you say you was walking a dog. Everybody know your pussy ass just like cats, bro.
I met her through Facebook. I mean, not Facebook, MySpace.
That's what's up.
But it's like, you know what? I was kind of living false because it's like you shouldn't have to hide something from somebody to please them.
Nope.
And that was my biggest mistake. Like, if you ask me, like when she asked me about Facebook, you know, I mean, I wasn't a play it off like, oh, it's not, fuck that. Yeah, I made the fucking Facebook. But I made with intentions on promoting. But she's one of the type of women where, oh, you have a Facebook? Because my past is kind of, when I was working for a radio show, I was working for a radio station out in Philly. And it's like, I was so-called talking to her, but I was dealing with other girls from the club. So one time I just broke down and said, oh, I don't give a fuck. Yeah, you may have been playing games, but I'll fuck all these bitches. So I kind of played myself out of anger. So I told her all this, that I'm being cool, I'm being faithful. And then when she found all that out, she said it broke her heart that I lied and I actually was messing with other women. So I kind of took that in apart. But
this shit is weird, man. Please.
Yeah, I know.
My hair is going to be so nice. I swear I'm going to be at this fucking funeral. Just my hair. I don't think that I'm going to be paying attention. I could really do my fucking hair, right, sir? Let me hook my shit up. I got this new ceramic flat iron, people. It's fucking bad. I don't give a damn. I don't care about yourselves.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
I talk about my flat iron, everybody gets silent. Y'all are fucking trifling. I'm sorry, he was weirding me out with that fucking cycle shit. That shit is whack. You're getting
yeah, wet. But it's like, it was a lot. You know, I'm gonna tell you, because of the dad situation, I kept giving excuses for that. Her grandmother was in and out of the hospital. Excuses for that. Her grandmom just passed. Excuses for that. But what I don't understand is that she used to tell me all the time, her grandmother said that. You know, she wants me, when she dies, she wants me to be with you. But if that's so fucking true, what the fuck is going on here?
I don't even know you.
Exactly.
What family member tells somebody that? She's a fucking phony baloney. Get her out of here.
Word up. She's trying to play that game right back.
She's on a phony. She's bugged out. Bugged out.
So now I'm going to have to find a badass female.
I'm taken. Sorry.
Yo, Q. Q.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, Q, whatever happened to that white girl that we see in the mall that one day?
White girl.
Oh, man, that we had seen in the parking lot, bro. She was bad, bro. You didn't get on that shit.
No, you
I don't mess with white girls.
Thank you, Jesus.
You're like one of the only black kids I know that don't.
Yeah, man, I don't mess with white girls.
That's
crazy. I'll let a white girl give me a Becky. But other than that,
isn't that the same principle?
Huh?
Isn't that the same principle? You still with a white girl?
No, she's disrespecting her mouth.
Yeah,
if she doesn't disrespect her mouth, she can do that.
I can't argue with that.
Yeah, but it's like, I kind of figured she was going to happen. But she was like such a hater, man. Like, she was for the show, but then somewhat not. Like, who was on the show? Like, she really hated Cuba, and she ain't never even met her. But she just swore up and down that me and Cuba had something going on. I'm like, why? Because she's Spanish? Like, what kind of shit is that?
Yeah, okay, but did you not, nigga?
Nah, I didn't. But, yo, fucking... Nah, I didn't. I mean, for real. She always told me that she don't mess with brothers. But, yo,
Liar.
I'm being dead up, dog. But, fucking, it's like, it's fucking crazy.
Just listening to the story, I mean, just know this and take it from me because I'm the all-knowing Swami this evening.
Mm-hmm.
She's been fucking, and she's probably getting fucked right now. She's not a virgin.
Yeah, she probably is.
Don't believe. Yeah, I'm not calling her a whore or anything, but I mean, she fucking bugged out.
So how do you get over it?
How do you get over it?
How do you get over something like I say you I put this put in this put well hold on let's put it in a situation like this. Say, how do you get over a situation like that when you meet somebody? Like, say you're in a relationship and you really feel like somebody. How do you get over that person?
Wait, how do you get over it?
Yeah, say I met her and all that, but it's just not popping off because she's too jealous.
No, look, straight up, bro, regardless, you're going to have grief. Both sides of the parties are always going to have grief. You're always going to think about them in the back of your mind. But straight up, you got to do whatever it takes to make yourself happy, dog. And if that's going to the club and dancing with some jump offs, trying to get yourself a jump off, by all means, do what you got to do. If not, you never know, dog. You of all people, you should know, going to different kind of supermarkets and shit, shop right, all the places. How many girls, bad girls, do you really see? Enjoy life for what it is, and how many bad bras there is out there, bro. I go to a supermarket, I go to Walmart or something, I see, like, at least five girls. I'm thankful for five girls being that hot, bro.
I mean, yeah, I know they out there, but it's like...
So, hey, man,
I've been to the club, right? And I'll look around, and I'm holding my drink in my hand, and do you know the first thing that comes to my mind? Yo, these bitches is whores. Like,
of course, nigga, you don't meet a bitch. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say bitch, but you don't meet a girl.
No. So these girls is bitches. Like, they walking around getting free drinks from here, kissing this dude in his mouth, kissing the next dude in his mouth.
That's what I'm saying. Gold digging shit right there, though, bro.
Yeah, like, it's disgusting to me.
I wonder how many times that I've been out. That men probably said, look at this bitch. She's such a fucking whore.
No, but I mean, I consider you a whore if you're over here all hugged up on a nigga on one corner, and then later on during the night, you're hugged up on somebody else. And then you're kissing this dude, and you're all up in this dude's face, then you got your ass all out, and, like, that shit don't appeal to me. Like, that don't...
Yeah.
Like, I'm older now. Like, looking at that shit, I'm like, are you doing all of that to get a free drink? It's disgusting.
Yeah,
like, I don't even like going to clubs anymore. Like, I'm just like... I'm in that settle down mode. Like, I'm like, look, man, I want kids. And I don't believe in that 2012 shit. So...
Nah.
I have a lot of years to make it happen. But I wanted... You know what I mean? I thought I found it. Because I'm like, well... If someone, like, I felt as though if someone never been through a situation before, how do they really know? Like, if you've never been to a situation where you've never met the person and you fell in love with them, or you loved them or you fell in like with them over the phone and still have never met them and been on the phone with them for many years and things happen, how can that person know what the outcome is to any situation unless they've been through that exact thing you've been through. So everybody I tell off the bat, they're like, oh, leave her alone. She's playing games. And
yo, but how can you truly say you were in love if you've never been around her? You don't know the ins and outs of her. Yeah, you might have talked to her, and yeah, your personalities may click, but how can you truly know that you guys will get along that well being in person? Being in person is way different.
Right.
You can be on the phone and have a good, open conversation, but when you're a person, you can be dead-ass silent for hours and have nothing to talk about. So how could you truly say you're in love? Yeah, you could admit that you're not lots of love for her. You would do anything for her, but you're not in love because you still, I mean, if you is or you're not, you out there fucking around. You're still at least talking to other broads. To me, being in love, you're dedicating yourself to that one only person. Yeah, granted, you're a man, you're a nigga, dog. You're going to look at a broad, but you're not going to make that much more of an attention to go and talk to her. You ain't going to throw it with her in any way because you only think about, you know, your one bra. So if you is out there, at least talking to other bras, which I ain't trying to put you on Jump Street, but I know you was, dog, like, you ain't in love, bro. You just got a lot of love for her. A lot of love for her.
No, and that's what it is. I got a lot of love for her, and it was to the point where I'm like, you know what? This might, like, just like Milky said earlier, I'm thinking, like, well, hey, this is odd. Like, this might be the one. And you don't know that until you go through situations like tonight. So now I know for sure, like, okay, you know what? She's on some jealous shit. The only positively way that shit will pop off is if I did some stalking shit, like, popped up at the door. Knocked on the door like, yo, what up, I'm here.
That's crazy. Don't ever do something like that.
She's unstable. Hello, nobody's listening to me.
I'm listening to you. What do you mean she's unstable?
She's mentally unstable. How can she sit up there and be jealous over a person? Number one, if she's a woman, then she would understand that humans have needs and humans like other humans. You know what
Word.
I'm saying? See them, like that's what grown-ups do. You don't have to have
Word.
Sex to wait till she's married. Everybody's entitled to their own, you know, principles or whatever. And
Amen.
Everybody issues from when they're children. But at the same time, I mean, what grown woman doesn't understand that a man, just like a woman, needs people. People need people. What the fuck is she with this phone shit for? You know what I'm
Word.
Saying? So that's an unstable individual to call you up and be jealous because you have a Facebook page. You have never even been around her to get to know her mannerisms or nothing. You don't know nothing about her.
Exactly.
You need to evaluate yourself and what the fuck you want out of life. You got to want more than that. That's crazy. Like I said,
uh-huh.
stable. Now, where's Six at? Because I got to ask his ass a question.
Hey, yo, 6'4".
That nigga
ducked
out. I know. He said, fuck this. I ain't with this whole romance talk, bitch. I'm
yeah,
out.
Man, this nigga just hung up. Like, I mean, he didn't hang up. He just phone is this.
All right, that nigga probably taking the shit, man. Gotta let that nigga be in peace for me.
Well, I gotta go to a funeral, tomorrow. My hair looks so nice.
You gotta go to a funeral and you talking about your hair?
Yeah.
Damn, I guess they weren't that close.
It was my sister-in-law, but you know, my hair looks really
nice. No doubt. You still gotta worry about yourself at the end of the day.
That's right.
Because you know, truly at the end of the day, whether you got kids or not, at the end of the day, when you sleep at night, you only got yourself and only yourself. Granted, people are brought up differently, so some people are close to their families, which, you know, I am in particular. I'm very close to my family, but I still know at the end of the day, I got to watch my ass and my ass on.
I'm very close to my family also. But, I mean,
at the end of the day, you're still worried about yourself, though, right?
Let me explain something to you. When it comes to me, I'm very stuck on myself. That's just part of my character.
I guess I could say the same thing. It's just a choice of character then, because that's how I am. At the end of the day, I only know I got myself. I'm going to try to do what I can for the fam, but if I can't, I got to make sure I eat.
Like me and my kids, I just love to be cute. I'm a woman. I like to be cute. I like my, it's 12 o'clock at night. I have to be up in 5 hours to go to work. But guess what?
Damn, 5 hours. You bugging.
I have to do my hair. My hair.
Dedication. That's
what's happening. Now, wait, hold on. Now, what about when, this is another thing I don't understand, like, she would play, like, different types of, like, songs, like for instance, that Alicia Keys song, Doesn't Really Matter, or It Doesn't Matter, like, some shit about, the moral of the song was, I can have diamond rings, I can have $1 million and all that, but it doesn't mean anything if I don't have you. I understand how you can play all this in my ass machine when we get in a fight on a phone.
Can I call
me blocked, but when it comes to something as easy as a fucking Facebook page, a web page.
Can I say something? Because then I'm not talking about this anymore.
Yeah, go ahead.
If that's okay, if that's enough for you, as a man to just have a little phone conversation, and that eases you. They keep on doing like you've been doing.
Word.
Okay? But I don't know. That wouldn't be enough for me.
Hell, not personally.
If you think that, if you think that that's all you need or whatever out of it, out of life or out of a relationship, then you have a lot more to learn. If that's enough, if she could play music on the phone for you, and it really makes no sense, like I said, she's unstable. Like, this is a grown-ass woman who's almost 30 years old, and she's doing high school shit. Are you watching what's going on here?
Word. It's like some reality.
Do you not see how bizarre that is?
This shit is. And I thought of all of that. I'm like, yo, you need to grow the fuck up. I am grown. And I'm like, all right, whatever.
Feeds off of drama, bro. She feeds off of drama. You know what I'm saying? Just like Shorty was saying, yo, if you're willing to put up with that, by all means, do what you got to do. Just know in the long run, you ain't going to be happy. From a man-to-man, friend-to-friend, fam-to-fam, I'm telling you right now, dog, it ain't worth it, son. There's something better out there for you, God, because you don't need to deal with that little high school drama. If it's going down now, it's going to go down for the rest of your life, God.
But listen to how weird this sounds, though, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, nothing for nothing on no funny shit, just a scenario. I approach you, right, me and my badass self, right, approach you. Now, here I am, established, got my own shit, being who I am. And, you know, I'm a woman. I'm a very good woman, right?
Yeah.
But you can't go any further. You'll just want to smash me out. Just rather fuck me and just wait to see what happens next because you feel like you're dedicated to a voice with no face.
Yeah, it, when you put it that way, you're absolutely right.
You understand?
But,
that's what I mean by allowing someone to block your blessings. You could walk down the street, and it could be—you'll never know. It could be the woman who ends up having your children and completely turned your fucking world foxy turvy, got you in court, all kinds of shit. But you'll never know because you're holding—you know—you're limiting. You're limiting yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This could be the woman that took death to your part. You know what I'm saying? You don't know because you're waiting on a voice with no face. That's crazy. You don't for her to play a song, like just to like, what the fuck does she think this is? She calls you on the phone and plays Alicia Keys, and that's supposed to pacify you for the night. Then for her to not answer her fucking phone at 11:30, you can't even call this bitch up and talk to her in the middle of the fucking night if you wanted to. What the hell?
Yeah.
She is.
Damn, Milky going in. See, I needed to hear this, man, because it's like I'm always blaming myself. I'm like, well, you know, you never know, because, you know, maybe I shouldn't have did this. Maybe I shouldn't have did that. Maybe I shouldn't. And I don't want to read the fine print that, yo, maybe Shorty's just not feeling you.
No, she's a fucking clown. She's unstable. Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm making my educated, you know, hypothesis on this bitch. Now she's a bitch. Okay? This is a big joke. Let me play this song for him. You know, let him know, because I don't have the words to say what the fuck I want to say. So let me play a song written by somebody else. And I've never met him, and that's going to make him feel all warm and tingly inside? Fuck out of here, man. Niggas need to bust them. That's what people need to do. Niggas need to touch. They need to kiss. They need to smell each other. They need to sit down and have dinner together and rub each other's feet and shit. Get the hell out of here. She's bad news.
Yeah, I see I'm going to have to come up to New York on the Puerto Rican parade. June's right around the corner.
And what? Look in the crowd? You ain't gonna know what the fuck the bitch
look
like.
No, I'm saying go shopping for another Spaniard.
That bitch is bitch and talk to her.
You know what? I think I'm gonna just come back home and go back to the sisters now. Hey, the Spanish rice and beans is not flying.
You hear Six snoring, right? He's horrible.
Is that nigga snoring?
Disgusting.
Lazy face bastard. It's just that, nah. My only thing is, I just didn't feel like wasting time. Like, because, damn, now I get to know somebody else. I got to do the whole, hey, what's up, how you doing? Like, that shit is played out. Like, I wish she would have just came out and told me that she was playing games.
No,
like,
I don't think she's playing games. I don't think that she's playing games. I think she's just unstable, a mentally unstable individual.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she's playing games at all. She's dead-ass serious, bugged the fuck out. She ain't playing. That bitch is serious. No, trust me. Listen, you know I'm a psych nurse. That bitch ain't crazy. I mean, that bitch is not playing. That ass crazy. Okay?
Yeah, I kind of,
She stops talking you over because now she's on a power trip. Remember, she knows that you're going to, you know, somewhat make it better. She needs to be eased through the phone. Like, she's sick. You understand what I'm saying? She's bugged the fuck out. What person doesn't say, damn, I need a hug right now?
Hey, you know what's funny is, like, she always, oh, well, I feel so alone. I feel so lonely. I feel like no one loves me. I'm like, whoa. If you would book call sitting and we meet up, we can make something happen.
No. Do you hear this? I'm so alone, no one loves me. Listen to this Alicia Keys song over the phone. This bitch is fucking bugged out. Leave that bitch alone. Call her up right now on a fucking house phone. Wake this bitch up out of her sleep and let this bitch know right fucking now at 12:10 a.m. Bitch. Bitch. Well, it's a sis right now. I am done with the fuckery, and you're out.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Fresh.
Okay.
Yo, you got anything to add to that?
Nah, man, she's speaking the truth. You really just, honestly, bro, you got to take that shit into consideration, bro. That's it, dog. Don't let it go by like we just preaching and shit. This is the shit that we've been through, you feel me? So all you can do is try to learn from your own mistakes and learn from what we got to say.
She's fucking crazy. You fucking...
Word up. Dog, like, really, why do you really want to settle for a crazy-ass chick, dog? There's so much more better out there, bro. I'm telling you, listen, Q, do me a favor tomorrow, bro, and you can call me at any time tomorrow. When you're at work and you're driving around...
Hi, it's Luke. I can't get to the phone right now.
Do me a favor tomorrow, and when you're at a shop, right, or you on your way to work or something, just look around, and when you see another broad, just think y'all might have a better connection than this chick that you never even met, bro. Just do that and see how many fine ass females you actually notice.
I'm saying, but dog, you know what? Getting them is not a problem because everywhere I go, girls got their eyes and their nose up, like. You know what I mean? But I just passed through because I'm like, nah, you know what I mean? I got something in New York. She's smooth. I know her. But I was blinded.
Shit in New York. What the fuck are you
talking about? Bro, why are you even worried about New York, dog? You in Jersey, son. Worry about Jersey, but don't worry about New York.
You're just as crazy as she is.
Word.
No. That's why I actually wanted to get myself checked out. Like, I really did. Because I wanted to get a shrink. But I'm not paying to talk to somebody. Like, fuck out of here.
You need to talk to somebody because you know what you're going to do? You've asked us all our advice. I'm waking my fucking house up because this shit is getting me so fucking mad. I'm in here screaming and shit. You know? And guess what you're going to do? You're still going to fucking entertain this bullshit and play these games with her back and forth. And that's going to be...
Yeah. No, I'm done.
Q.
Yeah.
Q. And you say Shorty live in New York, right?
Yeah.
So how come y'all ain't met?
exactly my point. Though I do not even know, and it's like it's excuse after excuse after excuse. First, her grandmother died. She carried on with that one. That was a reasonable excuse. And then back then, when her dad used to, you know, sexually assault her, that was another excuse.
Yo, realistically, how long does it take to get to New York from your house? What, 2 hours at the most?
Oh, not even, like an hour and change. You know what, dog? But you know what? It sounds even worse when you put it like this. And I've told her many times, it's 365 days in a year. You're going to meet me one time within
nine years.
Nine years. One time.
You're the idiot.
And I tell myself that all the time, but I'll be like, oh, no, maybe this, maybe that. And honestly, to tell you, I think she just called, but she needs to hear this shit. Because I always say, oh, I'm gonna put you on blast on the radio. I never do it. Fuck that. Now you know I'm serious.
You ain't playing nobody but yourself, bro.
Yeah, I am.
And you get
maybe I boost my ratings up by doing this. Hey, if Howard Stern can do it, why can't I? But yeah, I mean, I thought it was love. I mean, I felt like it. Maybe it was just lust.
No, you can't even call her. Lust from what? You never even smelled her pussy. Lust from what?
Yo, amen. Amen.
Lusting what?
Son, you didn't even look. You didn't even get to see what it looks like. Did she at least send you a picture of what it looks like?
No.
You don't even know what her normal smell is.
You had to think about that. Come on, guy. Come on, bro. What are you doing, son? You're supposed to be
influencing me.
Yo, this young ass nigga gotta reteach you about the game, bro. Is that what it is? do I need to school you? I'm here Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, bro.
I can't even hear what he's saying. I don't even know what he's saying right now. I don't even know what that just was. Okay, I just heard a bunch of muffling and mumbling.
I will tutor you to the game. I am here for Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
You have reached the maximum time permitted to record.
What the fuck? I keep fucking calling this bitch, and I fucking keep forgetting that she's on.
Is she hearing it? Is she hearing it? She's going to check her messages and hear that.
Oh, yeah, but, you know, in a way, I wanted to hear that because I told her, every time we get in an argument, I'm like, you know what, I'm going to put you on blast on the radio show. And I never do it. And my cousin always told me, if you're going to say something, do it. Because as soon as you go back on your word, they're going to think that, oh, well, he's soft. He's not going to do it. He said he's going to do it before he did it. Like, if you say, I'm going to punch you in the face and you don't do it, you're going to have to do it. Like, don't say it and not do it.
Yo,
I don't condone.
That's incredible, though, son. You should never make a threat that you ain't going to go through with. Why are you making a threat? To be tough? You don't need to make a threat to be tough. That's some pussy shit. If you're going to make a threat, you need to go through with your threat, dog. That makes you tough.
Yeah, word up. That's why I'm putting it on air. Like, the world needs to know that.
No, listen. Guess what? How about this? Fuck the air, because guess what? When you get off the air, you're still going to be sick over a fictitious person.
Now, what I'm going to do is, after I get off, I'm going to light up. I'll probably go to my boy's house and play some Call of Duty.
Amen.
Word up. And that's another thing. Like, she was against that. So I was like, I ain't going to do it. You know what I mean? Whatever. Because her dad was a coke fiend. Like, he was sniffing coke and all.
That ain't weed.
Can I say something, though?
Yeah.
This is how I think bitch is unstable. Because why the fuck is she blaming her father? There's not one person in this world that can't blame their father for something. But guess what? You get the fuck up, you pull your shoes up, bitch, and you swagger that way. What the fuck? This bitch is bugged out. My father ain't shit. And so what?
I didn't meet my father until 2 years ago. Shit.
My mother's father wasn't shit. Okay? My kid's father, everybody's daddy is no fucking good. That's just a part of the game. Charge it to the game.
Yeah.
What it is. Know what I'm saying? Fuck it. What has this bitch got to do with... This, yo, Don't talk to me again about this bitch. That's it.
Yeah. she get hot, dog. She get hot on the topic, bro.
I don't want to hear anything else about her. That's it. Loser's loss.
Yo, Q, I like this chick, bro. I like her, man. She a fish. We need to keep her around.
Until me and Six ain't speaking again.
Oh, damn. I ain't even trying to get in the mix of that.
Don't talk to me anymore about her, GQ. I'm so serious. She's out. Seriously. I don't want to hear nothing more about it because you know what? My brain cannot entertain this type of ignorant fuckery. I can't. We've been on this bitch since I got it. I fucking dried my hair, curled my hair, and we're still talking about this bitch. That's like a whole hour off of a bitch.
Yeah, I can't front.
That's not even fucking kissing the head of your dick. I'm done. Fuck her.
Yo,
I'm done.
Q, you gotta realize this is coming from a female, dog. This ain't coming from one of the niggas, bro. This is coming from a female. You need to take what she's saying into some serious consideration.
That's why I'm gonna have to really, really fall back now. Like, you know, before I was like, okay, I'm gonna fall back and then I'll be on some, you know, from fucking AV radio station that you speak your mind. I'll be on some lonely shit. And I'm like, oh, man, I can't fuck, man. I'm missing her. But you're right. Like, she's playing games the whole time. And.
No, she's not playing. Tell
you the truth?
No,
uh-huh.
Stop playing. Stop saying playing. She's not playing. I'm going to tell you what the problem is,
she's
right?
She's doing
now.
It. She's doing it.
She's fucking cuckoo, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This bitch is fucking benoodles, all right? And.
Mm-hmm.
She has issues. And, you know, she has, like, maybe she was a person that was alone a lot. As a child, and that's why she rather like be on the phone all day. Some people, that's what they had. You know, they have that. They have to talk to somebody. Like she's not high maintenance, you know, financially, but she's high maintenance emotionally. And
yeah.
to add that on to the fact that you haven't even laid eyes on her says a lot about her. You understand what I'm saying? For all you know, she could be a person who just never leaves the fucking house. Like she has issues. She has issues. For real, for 9 years to go by, and you never even met her, nothing, but she can call shots and throw a fit about you having a Facebook or being jealous, or she has no place to be jealous of anything. Because, I mean, as a woman, she's not emptying you out. A man got to be emptied out. What the fuck is wrong with this bitch?
Yeah. And it's like, it's, Yeah, like, that shit is crazy, like.
I quit her. I'm not talking about her anymore.
Man, I love you. You be straight up talking the truth, man.
Word up.
I wish, honestly, like, no, I'm not even talking on some wet shit, on some real shit. I wish a lot of females would be listening to this right now. Just understand,
man.
But if you find yourself a good nigga, man, appreciate that shit. There ain't that many good niggas out there no more.
Word. That's why I was trying to, like, be like, yo, man, you need to realize, like, I'm a good dude. But you're going to fuck up, and I'm going to be gone. And when I'm gone, I'm not coming back.
What, back
Word.
To the phone? Back to the phone? What do you mean you're not coming back? What are you going to do, come back to the phone?
Word, man. Hey, you make a good life point there, bro. Like, seriously, yeah, I mean, I ain't even trying to throw anybody's age out there like that, but at your age, and it's like that, bro, that's really, that was like high school shit, son, straight up. And not even senior year, I'm talking about freshman year, dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's some boo-boo shit, bro. You need to grow up with that, man.
Yeah, well, you know what, dog? I'm about to get everything that Shorty was against, and because I kind of fell back. I'm about to really get a bike now, dog. Like, seriously. I just got my income tax back, too. I'm getting a bike.
My God. GQ, shut up right now.
But wait, what? Why are you doing that? Because of retaliation? That's retarded. Why are you trying to get back at me?
No, I always wanted a bike.
I'm hanging up because you know what? This shit has gone too fucking far. I feel like I have fucking went into the phantom zone on some shit. Like,
shit.
Yo, what the fuck do you mean? You didn't. I'm about to go.
You
and
have
everything.
Reached the maximum time permitted to record.
Yeah. What the fuck do you mean? that I'm about to do everything that she was against. Like, you and this bitch got investments together or some shit. Yo, I'm done. Get out of fucking Amazon and back to fucking Krypton. Please, I can't.
Krypton.
I want to go back to Krypton. This is fucking bananas. Oh, my God.
Q, check this out, man. Make that trip down here to Tampa for real, and I definitely, I'll bet you $100. If you leave here with still thinking about that chick, I'll give you $100, bro. I'll buy your plane ticket back, or where, however you're getting back, I'll pay for it.
You know what, dog? To tell you the truth, it's like, sure, he's on some other shit. And now I realized it. Hold on, Milky. Now I realized it. Like, just like I just realized today that the car I have, I spent so far $30,000 on it between 2005 and now. And I still owe $10,000 on it. So, yeah, so it's like when you look at that, like, damn, I wasted $30,000. But I'm not going to waste any more because now I'm wise. So I'm going to hand it in.
Don't even say no more, son. Wow, yo, that's, I ain't even going to say nothing on that. Wow.
Yeah, so it's like, wow, I wasted 9 years, but I'm not going to waste any more now. It's just that now I'm going to have to get over just this phone shit. Like, I got hooked over the phone.
You need to stop finding comfort in the fucking phone. That's the fuck you need to do. And you don't even know if this bitch flosses her teeth, does she have clean feet. You don't know shit about this bitch.
The phone, my nigga. What's the phone, son?
Phone. How does this sound? You know, you keep that bitch. That's your bitch.
She really not know this 600 pounds, dog. She just got a nice, sweet voice.
I didn't hear anything. Sounded crazy. I don't know what the fuck that was. It sounded like the subway announcer.
Wow. Subway announcer in the face of us.
Yeah, that's fucked up. That was good.
I don't know what happened there. I thought I was on the fucking subway on the train. I don't even know what happened. You keep lose. Lose is your bitch. Because you know what? Both of y'all are like on some codependent shit for the phone. Okay, so.
I'll just leave a message.
That's a faggot. Hey, yo, E, answer your fucking phone, man. You ain't got no friends, nigga. We live on a radio show right now. You got Fresh Milky.
I haven't spoken in a long time.
Oh, E?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you hear it. So, hey, niggas back, man. We on the show. 914-338-1782, pussy.
That nigga had to throw in the pussy.
Huh? Hey, you got to.
Like it.
Yo, I didn't floss all day. It seems like I do this shit when I'm on the phone, relaxing.
You better get that floss on.
I'm doing it now. I forgot to put them in my pocketbook. I've been running around. I have to go to this funeral tomorrow. I've been running around all over the place all week. I'm fucking out of control. I'll be glad when this shit is over so I can go back and get myself.
Ladies and gentlemen, hit us up at 914-338-1782. Taking shout outs, dedications, and requests until 1 o'clock in the morning. Now 32 minutes left in the remaining. We're talking about this situation here. If I got something to add to it, if you don't want to call up and call me a vagina face for for 9 years, then be my guest.
No. They don't have to. We're not talking about that shit. They don't have to add in anything. Okay?
Yeah.
They don't have to hear anything else about this fucking retarded ass shit. I'm done.
I can picture her right now. She waving her arms around, getting real violent right now. Like, she had enough. Like, motherfucker, stop talking.
Uh-huh.
I had enough. She getting all big. She's standing up right now, throwing her hands around like she about to throw some blows.
No, uh-huh. actually sitting on my couch with one leg on the arm of the couch. I got my Bluetooth on, and I'm flossing my teeth. But what I do know is if they freaking call this damn show about this Luz Torres, is that her name?
Yeah.
They're out, too. Because nobody wants to hear about this psycho. That bitch is suffering from a fucking personality disorder and a damn image. That bitch has just been diagnosed and evaluated. Fuck her. I'm done.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah, man. My cat just took this nasty-ass shit.
The what?
And I'm stuck.
We're not going to talk about that either.
We're not going to talk about that either. So what are we going to talk about, Milky?
I don't know. What happened to them ignorant-ass women that used to call here who had bad grammar?
Oh, shit. Hold on. Let me see if this part is popping off.
Huh?
Hey, Milky, what's your nationality?
I'm black. My family's Jamaican.
No doubt.
But everybody thinks I'm Spanish, but I'm not.
You kind of sound like it. That's why I asked. Because you do, I mean, you got like a typical New Yorker, like, you know, upstate. You sound like, honestly, you got a little Puerto Rican in you, though.
Mm-mm. Everybody thinks I'm Puerto Rican.
You're light skinned, so I imagine that's why they call you Milky, huh?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, who this?
Who the fuck is this calling at this time? Fuck you mean, who this is? You call this number?
Oh, La La. You real tough. Angry Bastard Radio in the building.
Yeah, the one and fucking only Lala, getting high all day. All you hanging out.
Oh, get her out of here. Hang up. I can't. Hang it up. What is that?
Yo, that's what she thinking, dog.
That's the one girl that you was like, what happened to them ignorant bitches?
That's what happened. They're getting high all day. Get her out of here.
She sounds like she's like 14, 15 years old, though, bro. And we ain't finna go to jail for this conversation, is it?
Yeah, I think she...
Yo, Ryan, you
want me
to
chat line? This ain't...
No, we're not on the chat line. We on Angry Bastard Radio.
Get her out of here.
I mean, what the fuck does this mean with them ignorant bitches out? Like, how could you call on my phone? So how the fuck ignorant am I if you're going to call me dummy?
I love what it. The double negative. What the fuck? She said, this? That was terrible. That whole fucking statement was so grammatically incorrect. Hang up.
Well, we're not in a place where I need to speak proper right now. You're calling me at 12-something in the morning, so I don't really think that's too proper if you really want to fucking talk, bitch.
Proper?
Maybe if you're calling me, like, before 5 o'clock p.m. where business hours are still going on, I would talk to you like a professional. But I don't need to talk to you like a professional because you ain't nothing but a ghetto-ass fucking hoe sucking these niggas' dicks probably late at night bored. So fuck out of here, bitch. I'll talk how I want to at this time of morning. You let me put your fucking stupid ass out right now. What the fuck is you talking about? So you need to sit your fucking ugly wannabe Jennifer Lopez ass back down somewhere and stay the fuck in your place, bitch. Because you don't know who the fuck you got on this phone right now, bitch. And you don't want to get me ignorant. Real ignorant. I didn't get ignorant yet, bitch. I'll get ignorant on your ass. You better sit the fuck down. Fuck is this bitch talking about? Bitch is educated over here, but right now, people that call you at this time have no education because they should be sleeping, getting ready for work tomorrow. Obviously, you have nowhere to go tomorrow. This nigga ain't got nowhere to go because he got off tomorrow, so I know why he's calling. Bitch, you're another search. You need to shut your fucking mouth.
All
right. I'm out of here. Now, pass that fucking lighter, bitch, and let me finish smoking this blunt on this hoe.
GQ, would you please explain to the beast over there in the corner?
No, bitch, he don't got to explain nothing to me. Listen, he don't have to explain a fucking thing to me. He got to explain why the fuck he's calling me at 12 something in the morning. That's what he got to explain. You, I don't even know why you're on this fucking phone, bitch, because I don't even know who the fuck you are. You probably sucking me right now, heard about me, because a lot of bitches he knows hear about me. But, you know what I'm saying, just fall back, chill, it's late, relax. You don't want me to really go in on you because you will get your feelings hurt. So just chill out, all right?
I hear that.
What the fuck is...
You know what, I'm going to let you think that, you know, you have it. It's okay. I can't wake my house up and I can't talk over you, so it is what it is. Hello?
Come on. Where your man at, Ma? Where's your man at that you getting on the phone on three-way with this nigga calling me? You ain't got no fucking me. You want to know why? Because you're fat. You ain't got no fucking body I want to stay around your ugly-ass butt, this nigga, because he can't dress for shit.
Oh, man, what's going on? Why is there so much hostility early in the morning?
What did you do, nigga? What did you do?
I didn't do anything. I just called her.
No, you know what he did? He got his fucking show popping right now because that shit was whack until I got one of those bitches. He knows how to get them ratings, motherfucker. He knows how to get them fucking listeners. So that's why he called this bitch right here. You did so fall back. Harlem in this motherfucker. What's up?
Harlem. That nigga still wearing pink?
Nah, we ain't wearing pink no more. Come, Ryan, don't start. For real.
This
I'm a stupid bow-legged bitch. Now you want to start. Don't start with me.
GQ.
Yeah.
Yo, GQ, bitch. You don't even know his real name. Fuck out of here. You calling this nigga an alias, GQ. You don't fucking GQ nothing.
Hold on, Lala. What'd you say, Moby?
What alleyways do you play in that you find these people?
Why? Why
you
trying to amp up? Like, you
said, what you doing fucking with these other bitches?
You're the only nigga. You're the only nigga that actually thinks she's funny. She's not funny. Like, that was the lamest. That was the lamest, my bro. If you gonna fuck with me, bitch, you gotta come harder than that. That's
I'm
some wack shit right there, my. So, for that, all right? Take a break, all right, sweetie? You're on your 15-minute right now. Relax, okay? Have a smoke, too. Relax.
I don't do drugs.
You're a boy-ass. This bitch
is... Hold on.
Let me put you on speakerphone right now. You can get
hold on.
Relax, you fucking man, bitch.
So much hostility, man. Yo, Milky, why you always be getting the women all angry?
I mean, Milky.
What kind of fucking name is Milky?
Listen,
fucking dyke, bitch. Get out of here.
Listen.
Fucking butch ass bitch over here. Oh, I know you are straight chat line. Fuck.
No, my swag is like flawless. That's why that ghetto ignorant shit I don't even entertain because I don't understand anything she's saying. I don't speak Ebonics. And I don't even know what the hell she's everything is fucking bitch, fucking hoe, holla back. I don't talk to women like that. Women that behave like that belong where the fuck they was left at, in the fucking alley. Fuck that bitch. I don't care about her. She makes no sense. She's ridiculous.
She's talking about I don't talk to women like that. Bitch, I picked up my phone and you was on it. So who the fuck want to talk to who? Fuck out of here. You asking about bitches that sound like that. You don't want to say, oh, call them ignorant bitches. So how fucking smart are you, you dummy? Shut your mouth. Fuck out of here. You ain't no fucking smart bitch. You a dumbass, bored-ass bitch. That's who you are, bitch. So
Sure am. So fucking bored. What do you do for a living? La-la. What grown-ass woman calls herself la-la?
La-la shit. This is the real fucking me, ho. All right, so just chill. Because you're stupid. You're a contradicting ass bitch. You don't know what you want. Up, down, right, left, crack, weed, what you want. You don't know what you want. I know one thing. You don't want to fuck with me, though, because you will get your feelings hurt on this phone. So you need to fucking relax. Fuck out of here, Ryan. You already smell. Fuck that. I'll put this bitch on. If you really want me to get on my ghetto shit, I will, bitch. I have your fucking head full up your shoulders tonight.
Oh, man. What the fuck is going on? Are we doing Al-Qaeda shit?
You mean to tell me you haven't gotten on your ghetto shit yet? Like, what is this? What are you demonstrating now? What's this? First level?
No, I'm demonstrating with a fucking bitch that thinks she's smart who's really dumb. Like, how do you actually say that you don't talk to women like this, but you were on the phone when he called me? You should have hung up, you dumb bitch. Me and this hoe is dumb. Word, you the dumbest. Them Jersey bitches, I tell you. Bitches ain't got no sense, for real.
She doesn't live in Jersey.
I don't live in Jersey.
I don't give a fuck where you live, bitch. I know you live somewhere where they ain't got no fucking lights or no heat, bitch. That's where you living at. Fucking dirty bitch.
Oh, kill, my dear, kill. You know.
I ain't so fucking dear, you fucking nasty slut. Get out of here.
Damn, Lala's really going in tonight.
Yo, Q, she is talking mad. Like, shut your mouth, please, because you can't even hear what you're saying with that phone all chopped up. Fucking chopped shit.
Come at you fresh.
Word,
hey, look,
yo,
when you turn 18, holler at me. That's all I can say. When you turn 18, holler at me. I don't know what kind of pedophile shit you be on right now.
18,
all these young ass girls.
Years ago for you. I was 18 a while ago and like 03. Come on, stop it. Niggas ain't 18 no more.
Tweeted 2010, still trying to be like Tupac, trying to be like Lil Wayne just because a nigga a blood. You want to be a blood now? Fuck out of here.
Nigga,
you hilarious.
To be a blood. I'm just
hilarious. Chick,
so
you hilarious. You hilarious. You still trying to find your baby dad? Is that why you're right now?
I know how to fucking switchboard work on that radio show. Just mute him, please. Because he ain't talking about nothing. Mute him, mute her, and let the show go on with Lala. And these bitches got to go, okay? Hey, yo, Violet, you want to get on the track real quick and spit some of these fucking dumb bitches?
Oh, my God, she's fucking ghetto.
Yo, did you put the words out my mouth? Hey, look, you just put the words out my mouth.
The front yard, the backyard, the swimming pool. Graduated high school and got a fucking college degree. So how stupid are you, bitch? And I'm in my career and I'm only 23 years old with my own crib, whipping all of that, bitch. What the fuck you got? I could talk this shit. I got a fucking ego, bitch. You don't.
Yeah, selling pussy gets old, don't it?
You don't want to go there about what I have. Ask your boy Ryan.
Bitch,
you
don't give a fuck what you got. I know you got one thing wrong with you. You fucking got the wrong bitch on this phone right now. Listen, sweetie, if I was you, I'd just hold my fucking breath and try to die.
You cannot go there about
cannot. Bro, just hold your breath. Do us all a favor.
You only probably have an associate's degree, boo-boo. I have a master's
degree. No, I don't have an associate's degree. An associate's is a 2-year. I have a 4-year, you fucking bitch.
You have a master's.
You think you say? Don't you think you're saying something? You're not saying shit. What the fuck are you saying? Just because I got a college degree doesn't mean I'm not going to talk like this. I'm not at my fucking job right now. I'm in my house smoking a blunt. So I'm going to talk how I want to talk, bitch. Unless you hand them my check or signing it, I will talk the way I want to talk. All right, hoe?
Ghetto,
yeah.
Because a lady is a lady off the clock and on the clock. I wake up
listen,
like this.
Bitch.
I don't, there's no switch to my swag, baby. This is 24/7. What the fuck do you think this is?
Amen.
Come on, please. I have a 4-year degree, baby. I did my bachelor's at 25. Get your mind right. I have a master's in psychiatric nursing. Get your shit together. Get on my level. Don't go there about what the fuck you think I don't have.
It's about money, bitch. If you ain't talking about money, then don't say shit. You ain't got no fucking money coming. I know you don't.
That sounds like a Lil Wayne song right there.
Nah, I don't know Lil Wayne shit. This is real shit.
Yeah, that sounds like some Lil Wayne.
That fake shit. You know what that shit she's cooking? That lady shit she's talking, that's just a ploy to get men to think that they're going to take care of her and respect her. Bitch, it don't matter how you talk. Niggas will still do you dirty. And what are you saying? What are you saying? Because I don't talk like you, I'm not going to get what you have? No, bitch, I actually have more than what you have because you talk like you and niggas use you.
Do they really?
Now, what? Do you really want to have a conversation with me? Let's have an intellectual conversation if you think I'm some ghetto bitch, all right? Let's talk. What do you want to talk about? Let's see if I understand.
Yeah, she wants to have an intellectual conversation, bitch. You hear this? This is crazy.
And so what? And what's next? It's crazy. That's your theory on it? I'm talking crazy and I'm talking crazy. Now what?
What did you
what
eat today?
Is that going to stop me from getting money? No, I'm still going to talk this way.
What did you eat today?
Excuse me?
What did you eat today?
I ate fucking sushi at City Island in the Bronx, then I started drinking a strawberry martini.
Okay. Did you do exercise today? No, I don't have to do exercise.
It doesn't matter what I'm doing. I'm still getting niggas what.
Do any cardio today at all?
I know what you did today. You waited for this radio show to come on so I can shit on your ass, you dumb bitch.
Did you do any endorphins at all today? You know, any cardio, get that heart pump.
Yo, Raheem, turn that beat up on this.
Oh. Who? That nigga died.
Hey, hey.
Yeah, I don't know who Raheem is. Motherfucker keeps saying Raheem. Like, I don't even know who the fuck that is.
Whoever the fuck you are, you stranger calling me, whoever you are. Yeah, that bitch got awfully quiet. I know you was talking mad shit on that radio show tonight, so I shut you down, bitch. Anyways, I know the show's about to be over, so yeah, it's Lala. I'm out of here.
And that was Lala, folks. Calling from dirty-ass Harlem Town.
Yo,
where
do you get these people from, sweetie?
I did not hang up, because I knew this fucking bitch was going to start running her mouth, because she's scared. You can't say shit when I'm on here, though. You think you're so smart, but you're so calm. Oh, my God.
Ready? See, are you ready for this? Watch this, everybody. Q, tell her you call her back. Tell her you call her right back.
Why she gotta call me? Why you gotta call me right back for? Because I'm shutting you down, bitch. He ain't calling nobody. Raheem, if you hang this phone up, you're safe, bitch. Wow.
Tell her you'll call her right back.
She's banged on.
Huh?
She's banged on.
She did what?
I said she just got hung up on.
You hung up on her?
Yeah.
Very good, listeners. You see that? Listen.
Yo, that was ill right there.
She's like an angry individual.
Let me explain something.
Word.
Let me explain to you. I don't listen. You know me, right? And I'm cool as hell. But I don't do that ignorant shit. I cannot conduct conversations with women that behave like men. I don't like that shit. That's such a turn off. And it's not about me with my nose in the air. But you've met me. You know me. You know what I'm saying?
Can I say something?
What?
That's like, yo, she can have whatever she has. She could be doing good in life. Be in school, graduated, whatever, that's good for her. But in general, she ain't got no class.
She has no class whatsoever. And you know
what? At all.
And you remember the day you met me? I'm the same person you met as I am on the show. Like, nothing, that shit right there, like, after business hours is when I'm ghetto. Like, what the fuck is that?
Yo, how you 20 plus and you ain't got no class? That's another chick that be doing some high school shit. That's some shit you do when you a senior. Who gives a fuck?
Man, like, you think I'm excited with you? I can't talk over you, number one, because I'm a woman and I barely like to talk above a whisper because ladies don't get loud and retarded. So I'm going to, you know, I don't do that. Because what happens, if I was in your face, I'll just fucking wash you up. Like, just because I'm ladylike and dainty, don't think my hand game isn't cute. And I will wash you.
Wash you.
I heard that.
No, seriously. Nice. Listen, I'm very nice. But if I ever got to come out of my fucking Franco Sardos and my Martinos and Valerios on your ass, bitch, you're done. You're finished.
You're finished. She's finished. Stick a fork on her. She's done. Hey, yo, speaking of being done, somebody light up.
I can't believe you called that. Like, where did you find that at? She's calling your government out all over the... Yo, and like I said, watch this. Oh, if you hang up on me, Raheem, oh, bitch, you're done. Good night.
Yeah, you're finished. You're definitely finished.
We quit you.
Someone sent her to the store to go get the Duchess.
Every time she finishes saying something, she's like, bitch, you fucking bitch, you're a hoe. You're just saying anything now. Now you're just saying anything. You're talking like some dude, like a drug dealer dude. What, past that? I can't even talk slang, so don't give me the starting. But I'm just saying, you know, like, come on. And not saying there's anything wrong with those who talk like that, but when women do it, it's just fucking garbage.
Yeah.
Women are supposed, ladies are supposed to be soft and pink. What is she doing?
Amen to that.
Amen to that.
Like, I'm over here flossing my teeth. I just finished painting my toes and doing my hair, and you're talking about pat the hell, la-la?
Hey, la-la.
What's a la-la? What grown woman calls herself la-la?
I can understand she was Spanish.
No, but I bet you la-la is called la-la in her house. By her. She said, la-la, bitch, that's me, bitch. La-la. Shut you down, ho. What?
Yo, Milky is fucking hilarious, dog.
Yo, I love this shit, dog. Hilarious.
I'm gonna have to. Yo, Milky, you try and be a host?
I could be a host.
Hell yeah, like you going here long enough.
You know what that shit reminded me of?
What?
The fucking awards down in Miami where Fat Joe and Terror Squad dissed the shit out of G-Unit in the most classiest way. And then G-Unit had to come back, fuck Fat Joe, fuck Terror Squad, fuck this nigga, fuck that nigga. Had to do it so belligerent.
But that's all, like, let me tell you what somebody said to me today. This lady says to me today, now I'm on my break from work or whatever, and I think I had on top of my scrubs, my hoodie, and my, you know, my hood on with it tied up or whatever around my neck, or you saw with my face. So the lady who I see all the time, she's like fucking ghetto, and she's always in everybody's business. And she says she has on like this pink, like lingerie shirt, she's wearing it in the street. Her hair looks crazy. She has on mad makeup. She says to me, why you got that pretty face all covered up? Minding my business, okay? Now, I don't have to come out half naked because I'm cute anyway. So I attract attention. My worst day. You know what I'm saying? I don't go out of my way for attention. And I said to her in a very nice way, I'm so sorry. I can't be as sexy as you every day. And she, you know. And she thought.
I know she was tight.
She wasn't tight. She took it as a compliment. But that was my way of dissing her, like, bitch, you know, like. I don't know if she took it as. I mean, there were so many people around. I guess she had no choice but to laugh at all.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I don't have, like, you know, she's like, you're not saying anything. I mean, listen, what am I really supposed to do? I mean, yell back with you? Who does that? Now, next thing, what am I going to do? Be fighting in the street? She's garbage. I don't know where you found that at. Where'd you find that?
In the back alleys of Marcy Projects.
Yeah, she sounded like a dump off that you meet at a club.
Yo, she was really like. That's yo. Let me tell you, that
don't
is
ghetto.
Bad. Let me tell you what that is. It's beyond ghetto. That's bad parenting. You can't
Word.
Blame but the parents. For that, especially the mother, because even Q, you spoke to my daughter before, and guess who does she sound like? She talks just like me. So you remember you spoke? Didn't my daughter come on here and was telling like a joke or something?
Yeah.
You know, and that's bad parenting when you have women, because you know they were once children when they behave like that, because then that means they were never corrected. As children, because it's not about being proper, it's about being corrected and just knowing, you know, like I said, I don't have an on and off switch. This is just the way I am. This is the way I speak, and that's just what it is. That's because my mother corrected me, so that's just a part of me. You don't tell
yeah.
me after 5 o'clock.
You got a younger sister?
Huh?
You got a younger sister with that kind of mentality? Or a cousin?
Oh.
Something? Step cousin, step sister? Something?
Seven. How old do you think I am?
I mean, I'm not saying that you're old or anything, but.
Remember they said, hey, Q, remember they said I was the old ass ugly soccer mom? There was these two chicks on here one time. And they was like, this bitch sounds mad old.
she's so old. She's probably fat and this and that. Oh, my God. It was so funny.
Oh, man. Well, I'm gonna try calling this chick one more time because she actually called me and then she called the show blocked and I know it was her ass.
You're not gonna call her because guess what? She's gonna get the hit. Fucking called her three times and the messages from the radio show are on her fucking voicemail. So what do you need to call her for?
So you can talk to her.
No, I don't want to talk to her.
I kind of wanted to hear you curse the fuck out. Like, that probably would have made you feel even better.
I'm not going to curse her out. She didn't do anything to me. It's what she ain't doing. That's your shit. I just made a statement. You just want to talk to the girl. That's all that is.
Nah, because when you was like, oh, man, call that bitch. I got some words.
No, and then you threw off the whole fucking dynamic by calling that fucking... I don't know what that is. That. I don't know what that is.
She's actually on hold right now, the Lala. She just called up the show.
The Lala. Do not let that animal back in here while I'm on here, Kira. You can never come to me for advice again for them as long as you live. Got it? Let her go pad, roll up her L, and get high. What she say when she came? What did she say first when she came on? High all motherfucking day. What she say? High all motherfucking day. What motherfucker? What?
Say smoking the blunt. Say smoking the blunt. I don't give a fuck. You smoking the blunt?
Fresh. That's what she said. It's la la motherfucker. You know what it is, motherfucker. What? What?
Yo, that's not like some 106 in Parsons trying to rip your little town and shit, bro.
We got
4 minutes remaining in the show. Lala's back in the building.
Yo, I just started fucking
boy, JJ. You fucking already know. Let me just go back because I was listening online to your show. Sweetheart, it has nothing to do with my mother's parenting. I was raised up very well, and it has nothing to do with
now,
me being protected as a child.
I love it how I got them so under pressure that they feel now that they have to fucking explain themselves now. Go.
No, because you're talking about me, and I'm just going to let you be corrected on what you said.
I fucking love that shit.
I'm an adult now. I can talk however I want to talk as an adult. As a child, I did not speak like that. Listen, bitch. Listen, you were scared for me to even get on this phone right now. So you better be happy that I'm trying to talk to you sensible right now, bitch. Because I'm ready to go in on you, all right? But it has nothing to do with the way my mother raised me or the way I talk. I'm an adult, and I'm going to speak how I want to speak now. When I was a child, I couldn't do what I wanted. As an adult, I can say and do what I want. That's why I curse stupid bitches like you that assume shit out. Because you know nothing at all what you're talking about. You think you're the best parent in the world. You're not, because you wouldn't even have your daughter on a fucking radio show with a bunch of grown men. So what type of smart mother are you? You're not one. So you need to keep your mouth shut, because I have a daughter just like you, and she would never be on the phone with fucking adults. So there you go running your mouth, bitch. What you got to say about that? Nothing. There's no excuse for that, hoe. So just check your shit when you're talking and back your shit up, bitch. I'm out of here, JJ. Holla back.
You know why she did that? Because she knows that after
her back is against the wall.
Okay. Yeah, her back's against the wall. Now, Q, you and I know it was just me, you, and Six on the phone when my baby got on the phone and we was telling jokes.
Mm-hmm.
We know that already because I know you outside of this fucking radio show. Anyway, though, I love it that I have that much power. That she felt she had to come back, and she tried so hard to be grammatically correct, but you see, that didn't last long. She really tried to get on my level. It was too much for her. It was too much. Then it went to, I'm out, holla back, la la. What the fuck? Bye. You know what I'm saying? She was just, they can't amongst me. It makes them crazy. So that was funny. And my, you know, it's like she has to come back now. She has to break down her whole life story about my mother in 1925. I couldn't talk the way I wanted to talk. Now I can. I'm an adult. That was pure comedy.
And pure comedy.
Where's Fresh? Fresh, did you hear that?
Oh, I definitely heard that.
Now, that you see how when you have intelligence and you don't go ignorant with people, it forces them to have to try to not be ignorant and come back to you with some type of intelligence. But see, hers, she couldn't really find hers. That's why she ended with, Lala, I'm out. Okay.
Well, more than definitely. Regardless, she hung up. So she said what she had to say that hung up.
She had to call back.
Huh?
That's phone game.
Just call back, man.
That's a phone thug. Come on, it's a phone thug, man.
And she's probably still listening on the radio.
First of all, come on, don't try to let these niggas make you feel good about yourself. You're still wrong. Now look who's trying to explain shit. You're trying to explain shit. Now, there's no explanation. And even if you do know these niggas besides the radio show,
your message. Press.
Listen.
Don't
be mad, bitch. You're wrong, and you know it. So if I'm ghetto, you're just as bad for letting your daughter get on a radio show. There's nothing to say about that, sweetheart. You was wrong. So I don't give a fuck if you know these niggas in person or not. You still shouldn't be having your daughter meeting these niggas in person if they're grown men. Let's really talk about parenting, okay, sweetheart? Because I would never do that, and I'm such a ghetto bitch, right? No, you're the dummy that's trying to explain, make excuses up for what you did. You're wrong, and anybody that's a real parent would also agree. And what the fuck is your daughter even doing up this late? Come on, let's talk. You don't know how to put your daughter to bed at a decent time, Mom? No, you don't. Sweetheart, don't play with me, okay? You don't know who you're fucking with. It's nothing you can say that's going to try to make... Everything you said just made you sound dumb right there. Oh, I had my daughter on the phone, and she said a joke. No, you're the joke, bitch, because you got your daughter on the phone with grown-ups. Come on. So who's the kid? Are you the kid and she's the mother, or are you the mother and she's the kid? Which one is it, or you don't know? You don't know? Come on, because what it looks like is that you're the fucking child. Any right parent would know that. You don't put your child on the phone where there's adults talking X-rated or not PG-13. She's probably younger than that. Bitch ain't gone. What happened? You quiet? Fuck out of here. You listen. Stick all that book shit up your ass, bitch, because you sound stupid. Shut up. You sound stupid. You sound stupid. If I call CPS on your ass, ACS, DCW, whatever the fuck you call it, they'd be agreeing me right now. You know what? This bitch got her daughter up on the phone with niggas talking reckless on the phone. Well, I'd say it more proper than that, but I'm just talking to you, bitch. You understand what I'm saying, all right? They wouldn't agree with that. Fuck out of here. You a stupid-ass bitch. That's why you ain't even with your baby father, because he know you're a dumb bitch. That's why you ain't got no man, because you're on the phone right now. My man is sitting right here, bitch. No, matter of fact, my husband, not my man, my daughter's father. Yeah, I have a baby by a nigga, and I married to him. How fucking ghetto am I? Fuck out of here, bitch. You're stupid. You're a dummy. Matter of fact, let me call. Yo, tell them niggas to get on this radio show and fucking belittle this stupid bitch. You're a dummy. They need to come take your child away from you. You probably take that little girl to the club with you, too. I feel sorry for her. For real. I feel so sorry for her. That poor baby. Tell your mother to put her on the prayer chain. What's this stupid whole thing, y'all? Hey, no, listen. There ain't, listen, bitch. You need to shut up.
You.
Oh, my Lord.
You win. You right. I'm stupid. I'm horrible. You win.
Y'all is really going in. Like, I don't understand why she's going in so hard. Like,
because Angry Bastard Radio, y'all.
You already know, Angry Radio.
Feel threatened. So you know what, Lala? I apologize. I'm sorry. I didn't know how to react to your ghetto-ness when you came on the fucking radio.
Apologize to your daughter for being a bad mother. That's what you need to do.
I'm going to holler at her, too, and let her know I'm sorry, too.
Yeah, you do. And then you need to go drive your car to a fucking bridge and jump off of it and really just kill yourself. You'd be doing
914-338-1782.
Word.
No, like, come on, like, I'll break it down for you. I'm not as dumb as I sound, sweetheart. See, I pick shit up. You gotta let motherfuckers, talk. See, you're the type of bitch, you talk too much, you talk too fast, and you judge too quick. That's why you always get shut the fuck down. See, keep your mouth shut, bitch. See, the hood will teach you a lot of shit. You never knew that, right? And I didn't even grow up in the hood, so there you go, bitch. I got a pool in my backyard, an in-ground fucking pool. What the fuck you got on your back porch? Nothing, bitch. Fuck out of here.
Hello?
I don't hear nothing. Am I the only one on here? Yo, JJ, you there?
I want to know, why do you feel you have to explain yourself so much?
No, listen, why did you feel you had to explain yourself when I said you was a bad mother? It's the same reason, ho. It's the same reason. I mean, come on, you got common sense and so do I. Let's use our common sense. It's the same reason why you explained yourself when I said you was a bad mother. Same reason, different situation. So what?
Same reason.
You're not ready for me, sweetie. I'm not angry. I'm just shutting you down. I got the authority right now. Sit there and be quiet. See, I got to treat you like a kid because you don't know how to be a parent. So I'm going to treat you like a kid. Just sit there and shut your mouth. Just sit there, Milky. Milky, listen, Milky.
Please,
listen, because a grown lady, she just going to say her motherfucking name. My name is a poor bitch. I ain't no need for all the names and all that tag bullshit. Let's talk real shit if this is real radio shit, ho. My nigga,
yo,
I'm going to get
you
some kidding tonight. Fuck out of here.
You hurt the lie. You hurt the lie.
So what? Wait, listen. It's adult time. Kids are sleeping. I'm not around children, and I'm not in a professional setting. So I'm going to talk how I want to talk, okay? You don't speak like that when you got children around or you're doing something that has to do with other people that are going to hear the way you're talking. I'm in my house and my comfort zone, and I'm going to talk how I want to talk, ho. So just chill. For real. Listen, you keep running your mouth. It's over, ma. You're done. You're washed up. You're finished. Benito, you might be able to catch the club right now. You need to just go over there and try to get a nigga that'll actually wipe your fucking
Are you fat?
Bitch, yeah, I got a fat ass, fat pussy, and fat titties. Now, what the fuck you gotta say about that?
Oh.
If I'm fat, you're still a bad mother. So what the fuck? Me being fat ain't got nothing to do with you being a bad mother. What's worse, being a bad mother or being fat? Being a bad mother or being fat? I say being a bad mother because you're one, bitch.
You can't
get knocked for being fat, but you can get knocked for being a bad mother, ho. For real. They'll come in and get you for being a bad mother. They ain't going to come in and get you because you're fat, bitch. Fuck is you saying?
Listen,
you didn't even want me to get on the phone because you were scared. Oh, JJ, don't put her on the phone. I'm never going to give you advice again. Bitch, nobody don't want you. You're a bad mother. How much advice can you get from a bad fucking mother? I say about zero. I wouldn't ask this bitch for shit. I wouldn't even ask this bitch what color the sky is, how fucking dumb this bitch is. Thinking you're
don't
smart.
Don't you get my text.
Yeah, man, this shit is crazy.
He got to start on shutting this bitch down. Yeah, he got it. And just, you know what, I'm so dumb, I'm going to roll another fucking blunt so I can get stupid on you. Fuck that. Fuck out of here. Hold on, and I'm going to break this butt up in $100 bill. You ain't even got $100. You can't even do nothing, bitch. What the fuck? Where do you work at? What do you do for a living? I want to know what you do. What are you making a year? Let's see if you can beat me. Let's see. What are you doing? What are you doing? Be proud of what you're doing with your grown ass. Fuck out of here. What you doing, bitch?
Lala works at a hot dog stand on 40 Deuce.
Hey, you already know. I'm getting this money. What you doing, bitch?
Chill.
What you doing?
Once again, I can't
hear shit. That bitch ain't got no job. That bitch getting unemployment right now. Fuck out of here.
Once again, Q, you have disappointed me.
I didn't put my phone on charge.
You disappointed me and every mother in the world when you put your daughter on that phone and let her talk to these grown-ass men. I'm going to keep going back to that. All right? So you need to just shut your mouth and be quiet because you really disappointed me as a mother, okay?
Q?
Fuck out of here. Let's talk about disappointment.
Well.
Anyway, what was the real topic of the show? Anyway, I'm done with her. She's finished. Like I said, you washed, bitch. You are so washed.
Yo, you're an angry woman.
Yeah, she is. An angry black woman at that.
Uh-uh.
It's not even black, so there you go. Assuming shit. Anyways, Ginger, you got all tomorrow. When you come into the city, fuck out of here. Hang out with some bitches that are actually good mothers and they getting money. Huh? What you doing? Yeah, I'm so sorry for your daughter. I really do. There's probably a talk show out here somewhere that'll pick your ass up somewhere. I'll call and find out. You're so fucking lame. Yo, I'm surprised you ain't in the club tonight. You ain't want to go clubbing tonight, yo? I ain't talking to this bitch. I'm talking to you, JJ. She ain't got no money to go to the club, boy. Fuck out of here. That's why she home.
Because when I holler at your people, I'm going to, like,
you need to go to bed, and you need to think about what you did tonight, because you were a real bad girl. You want to punish me. Goodbye. Good night.
Nighty-night-night.
See you later.
The fact that you find this to be entertaining really says a lot about you.
No. See, that's the thing. This is entertainment to me. You get comfortable with that shit because you put your daughter on the phone. Fuck out of here. Just hang up before I really hurt your feelings. Just go. It's entertaining for me, but it's not for you. It's some comfortable shit. Fuck out of here, bitch. What? Yeah, you need to just keep your mouth shut, bitch. You don't know when to stop. See, you were the type of child that didn't listen. When your mother told you to shut your mouth, you never shut your mouth, did you? She used to have to fucking smack you up a couple times. If I could reach through the phone right now, I would have smacked you too, okay? Because you need about two, with the front and the back. Fuck out, he ain't kick you down in your stomach, bitch, in your gut.
Q, let me know about the host thing.
This bitch don't even want to address me no more. She like, Q, she's not there anymore. Bitch, I'm still here.
I'll let you know. I mean, all you got to do is just, I think I got a picture of you and put you on the Facebook page.
Okay.
Yeah, sure, he'll do that.
Definitely.
Those niggas can slut you out. Get out of here, slut. That's what you are. Slut
your
children hang around different people that they don't know.
You got these chicks on Facebook?
Yeah, you motherfucker. Go on my shit. And I look good. Go on there, motherfucker. Me and my daughter. Fuck out of here. Go check it and you check it, bitch. See the money.
All right. Yo, what's your email address?
Who, mine? No, I'm not saying that. Yo, GQ. You can send that to him if you want to. I don't want this hating bitch on my shit. No matter of fact, my shit is Z Mommy, because I'm a mother, M-A-M-I, Mommy, because I'm ghetto. I switch it up because I'm ghetto. You know, I don't say Mommy. I say Mommy, M-A-M-I, B-M-A-M-I-86, at gmail.com. Get money if you're getting it.
Money.
Huh?
Fresh.
Yeah.
You don't want to. You don't want your fucking ass, chicken head. You're a chicken head. Get out of here. I'm going to bring the old shit back. Just say chicken head. Chicken head, bitch. entertainment. I'm entertainment. I like to be entertainment.
You are. You definitely are.
I'm
you
entertainment
really
and you're just a sad situation. I'm entertainment. You're just a sad situation.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's funny about this shit.
You know what's so
funny
though? I said to Q, because it was these two chicks that was on here a while ago, and I said, whatever happened to them ignorant bitches? And he said, oh, I got one. Let me call her now. And he called you.
Hey. That was just a gimmick to get you. See, he's doing it for the entertainment. I'm doing it for the entertainment. They're just exploiting you as a bad mother. That's what they're doing. Fuck out of here, bitch. I'm glad he did call me because you needed to hear this tonight. So, yeah. I'm glad he did. I'm actually glad that he called this ignorant bitch because she needed to let you know something that wasn't too ignorant.
Q, is that what you're doing? You it was a setup?
Yeah,
no, not at all. Not at all.
Tell me the truth, you know. I mean, we had a good night together tonight, and now...
You know, you're setting me up. Oh, God. And if you're sweating this nigga Q, you're really a chicken head. Because that's what he fucks with. He don't wipe nobody up.
You're feeding me to the sharks now?
Yeah, he's feeding you to the sharks big time.
Damn.
Yeah, just be quiet. Because I can go, bitch. You got me up. See, I was about to go to sleep. Then you want to go calling me with this thing.
We're going to have to reconvene this, like, at a later date because I do have to go to bed.
Well,
you got to get up at 5 o'clock.
Goodbye. Go to sleep. Goodbye. You don't have to say your voice. You said you were going to bed 10 minutes ago. Why are you still on here? Nobody cares about you anymore. Your attention is over.
Did you find her?
Nah, I'm about to go on right now.
Listen, I'll make it easy for you. Go on his page. Look at his pictures. I left mad comments under his pictures shitting on him, all right? That's me.
See, I can't find. She did shit on my own, like, every single picture of mine.
What are you talking about? The default? Hey, you talking about the default picture?
All
nah.
of them.
Yeah, well, I don't know. The default picture got to go, my brother.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, no homo, but that shit's whack, bro.
Don't be checking my face out, pussy.
Nah, man, I went to go right on your wall today. And I seen that bum-ass picture, and I was like, dog, you need to do something with that.
Yo, JJ, you are funny. I'm reading your description of the show today. That shit is funny. This nigga said your mama jokes.
Yo,
Tosh, look at this. Shit is funny. Yo, Tosh in the background. She's just chilling right now. She's having entertainment, live entertainment right now. Oh my God.
Q, when is there going to be another show?
I thought you were going to bed. I thought, what, you talking in your sleep now? Shit.
Well, you're obsessed with me now, Lost. I really believe
No, you're obsessed with me. I don't even know your name, but you don't mind. That's crazy.
Anyway, Q.
Hey, did you find that Facebook yet? I'm on Facebook right now. Hey, yo, JJ. Oh, shit. Yeah, gosh. You want to see my thing?
Yo.
Yo, what the fuck are you doing? Feeding them cats?
They are fresh.
What's good?
Hey, Milky.
Now she want to act like she went to sleep. That bitch is on here. She just don't want to talk.
Yeah, I think she's bound. Yo, man, y'all niggas a shout out. That's all I gotta say.
Oh my gosh, I gotta listen to this show so I can fucking really get a good laugh while I'm smoking. I was going in on that bitch. I'm going in, and I'ma go hard. So that's why he made that song up for bitches like that. You gotta go in and hard on. Not with your dick, with your mouth. Because she don't need no dick. She got a baby already.
Yes, hey, shorty. Hey, your name starts with an S?
No, my name starts with a Z, nigga. All
right.
The last letter of the alphabet.
Gotcha.
If you'd like me to be more detailed.
Nah, I'm just looking through this nigga photo so I can see your comments.
Yo, yeah, you need to read my comment. Read them all. Let me go on this fucking page right now.
No, man, that niggas are stupid.
Yo, JJ.
Oh, you say you Spanish, right?
Huh?
You say you Spanish, right?
Yes, I am. All
right, that's all I need to know.
Why, did it make it easier for you to find me?
Just now. You engaged, huh?
Say that again?
You engaged?
Yes, I am.
That's all I didn't
know. I see what you look
like. Yeah, let's see. I'm sorry?
Excuse me?
What did you say? I'm sorry. I didn't catch what you said.
You said, let's see what you look like. I said, let's see.
I mean, personally, I mean, just on looks, I'm not, I don't got high standards, but you ain't my type. I ain't trying to bag on you, but.
Listen, I don't look at, I look, sweetheart, I'm engaged already, so I don't need to
do it. No, it's all, yo, more power to you, congratulations. I ain't bagging on that shit, you know, by all means, do you, but personally, you ask me, you know what I'm saying, my opinion, I ain't feeling it. I mean, as far as, that's just my opinion. I ain't trying to fuck up your mood. I'm just letting you know you don't look cute to me. I ain't trying to bag you. Somebody else might think you're cute. Obviously, your fiancé do, but not me.
My fiancé and others, and I'm not to look cute for you. He just called me for my talk time, and that's what I'm giving, not to be judged by you or anybody else. And I would love to see what you look like with your twang and sound and ass.
Wait, dog. What's her name begin with?
Excuse me?
I'm asking, what is your name begin with?
What does my name begin with, or Z?
No, I wanted to know if he had the right person.
Yeah, I had the right person.
So what's after the Z?
I?
No.
Nah?
Wait, is it an A or an I?
Z-I.
And what's after the I?
P-P.
You got it.
Yeah, P-P, correct?
Fuck if I'm your type. Fuck out of here. If I was in your face, then I'll fucking straight
yo, back. Yo, that's what I'm saying. Ain't no reason to get high. I'm just telling you, no disrespect, but you ain't my type. You might be cute to others. You know, you got your own little sweat. That's all good. I ain't begging that, but you ain't my type.
Who the fuck is he? Tell me right now. I need to see what he looks like, because he better be some fucking dime ass nigga, because if he's not, I'm going to soul hurt your feelings, sweetie. Not trying to be a bitch, you know, but that's what I do.
I'm going to tell you right now, dog, even if you do look like,
I don't care how good I look to anybody. I'm just saying in general, in my opinion, because I'm entitled to my own opinion. I even clarify no disrespect, because if not, I would speak foul out the mouth. And believe me, I can't. I ain't bagging on you. I'm actually giving you props. I'm actually giving you props, which that should be the last thing I'm doing, because I don't know not a damn thing about you. For all I know,
yeah,
you're just another chick on the phone. But
yeah,
I'm just telling you, in my own
preference,
chick, you don't look nothing like what I want to be with. You ain't nothing like my type. You ain't got shit on the shorty down here. If you actually want me to be rude, you ain't got shit on half the girls down here.
And where the fuck is this one?
Florida, where the real bitches get down.
Where? And where is that?
South Florida, Palm Beach, Miami. How much? I mean, you want me to get the detail? You want my address?
Yeah. I would assume that you would say that, because all those bitches are Botox, silicone, and light bone and all that, so.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
It's nothing down there that's real. Everything in New York on the east side is official, so, yeah. You wouldn't
that's
like that.
It's funny how 3/4 of people in New York want to be in Florida, want to retire in Florida, want to end the rest of their life in Florida. It's funny how that shit worked, though, right? I ain't hating, it is what it is, you know what I mean? Like I said, I love my haters. I live every day by my haters. If I didn't have haters, I couldn't live my life. It wouldn't even be fun. And you trying to bag on Milky like she ain't got a life? You talking about you got a kid and a man? What the hell are you doing on the phone at 1:00 in the morning?
Hey, listen, my son is...
Hang the fuck up. Go kiss your baby goodnight. Finish your blunt and go to sleep and go to work. Do your 9-to-5 and shut the fuck up. You're not tough. All you're doing is being a phone thug. And
I wasn't
on
here. I was cool.
You're getting me hot. You're getting me bent up out of shape for nothing, because you ain't shit. You just another bitch on the phone. You ain't nothing. Stop feeling like you bitch.
You're not
this
a bitch
is
the phone.
That's it.
You another bitch on the phone. Fuck out. If you really want to get technical, where the fuck your girl at with your gay ass? Fuck out of here, sissy knobby ass bitch.
I got to have a girl to live life, huh?
All right. But you say what I'm doing on here. I wasn't on here. I was called and I was put on here. Unlike you and her. Y'all was
shorty, it doesn't matter. You called. Did you not call back? Did you not call back?
I didn't call back. I was called all the time. I was put on mute. So you don't know what's going on when mute is going on. So you need to shut your fucking mouth thinking you know so much of your country ass.
Okay, regardless, you're still on the motherfucking line.
And regardless,
now,
man,
if
Mike
you was really
grown
about the situation, bitch, you would have been off the phone 45 fucking minutes ago instead of still running your fucking mouth. You just a phone fucking
Admit it.
Boo boo. Just admit it. It's okay. I ain't mad at you. It's all good. Do what you gotta do.
Listen.
It's just funny to me. It's hilarious. That's why I love this radio station. It cracks me up. You feel me? I love it.
Listen,
I love people like you. You make my day. You make my day.
Even
if
dead,
I didn't have girls and haters
to
like you to run your mouth that love that drama, what? You make my day. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? It's okay to be hot, but it's too late to be all this hot. Relax, boo. Smoke your blunt and chill out. It's good. That's what the weed do to you. Unless you're smoking that rabbit food.
That's
you know what I'm saying?
Get
the game up and smoke some crisps, some haze. Do something.
Don't tell me to calm down and smoke shit, motherfucker, because you got me started. And my daughter's sleeping. She goes
been
to bed
started.
At 7 o'clock.
Sure, you've been started 45 minutes ago. 45 minutes ago, you've been started. It's okay to be upset, but I'm telling you.
I can stay up whatever fucking lane I want to.
Yo, but what's funny,
what?
All right, look, this is the way I look at it. What's really cracking me up is you ain't stressing nobody but yourself. I ain't getting stressed out over you. I don't know you, bitch.
I'm not
you wasn't on the phone.
You don't know me. You don't know me. This is my personality.
Exactly. I don't want to know
you.
You
think that I'm getting excited?
Butt-ass ugly, and all you do is
I'm
run
not
your
not
mouth.
I'm
that's
not
why your man's got engaged to you, because you good with your mouth. Damn.
You know what? You probably
any
right
nigga can
that.
See that shit.
You probably right about that. He does like me because of my mouth. You're right.
Yeah, exactly. That nigga
yeah.
Love your mouth. You know what I'm saying?
And
shit, who
mm-hmm.
Yo, what nigga would not love a bitch that's good with a mouth? Shit,
nigga,
I don't know about marrying a bitch,
what nigga
but
what
nigga you know what I'm saying?
Bitch,
I would love
when you want your dick in your bitch's mouth? When you want your dick in your bitch's mouth? Like, what are you saying? It makes no sense. You have no logic to what you're saying. Like, okay, yeah, my man does want his dick in my mouth.
No
okay.
Wow. Obviously, you don't pay attention. That's about your time, boo-boo. Like I said, finish your blunt, relax, chill out, calm your nerves. It's all good. It's a late night, you know what I'm saying? Relax, it's all good. Kiss the baby, you know what I'm saying, to sleep, and then go off and shut up. You good. Ain't no need to, you know what I'm saying, be all hot and shit. You being hot for nothing, stressing yourself out for nothing. It's hilarious, though. It's what, 1:30 in the morning, and you still hot? You still stressing?
No.
Damn,
no,
you wanted
no,
you,
no,
you
no.
One of them drama scene queens
you're
right
hot.
There? You like drama?
Hot.
I feel
you're
bad
hot.
For your man, man. I feel bad. Is that all you
don't
do? You come
bad.
Home drama? You all drama? That's
no,
hilarious.
I'm not drama. I'm not drama at all. These are just
Yeah. You showed a good example tonight, though. You know what I'm saying? I don't even know you, but you showed a good example. So that showed me how much I know you was nothing but drama, bitch. I mean, real shit.
Listen.
I wasn't even disrespectful to you. I wasn't. First off, have respect. You know what I'm saying? Off Jump Street, I never disrespected you, but you wanted to come out the mouth and be rude? That's why
yeah,
I said
I
could dump off
you,
bitches.
Rude,
I got some words for you, too. You want
to
be a phone thug? I could be a phone thug. That's easy as fuck. Anybody
listen,
can run out their mouth.
Be a phone thug, nigga. You're
nah,
a criminal.
You ain't
being
a phone thug.
I'm being real. I'm being me. So shut
up. I'm from Harlem. I'm from Harlem. What the fuck Harlem got to do with anything, bitch? Harlem ain't got shit to do with anything. Nigga, if you was hood, you don't say a fucking word. You stay quiet and do what you do. If you were a real gangster bitch like you say you are, shut the fuck up, bitch. I bet you 22, you're young as hell, you ain't got no kind of act right. You know what I'm saying? You need to learn some respect, some manners, you know what I mean? And learn how to shut the fuck up, straight up.
Listen,
if nobody disrespecting you, shut the fuck up. Until I come out the mouth and start being rude, then you can come at me. Come at me right, bitch. You feel me? Oh, yeah, see, that's why you're laughing, because you doing some kid shit. Come on. Q. Hey, Russia, I mean, I ain't even trying to back Milky up on nothing, dog, but you need to get rid of these young hoes that are on some dumb shit, bro. All these girls you're finding
comedy.
In the gutter ain't worth it, God. I'm just letting you know that right now.
Pure comedy. It's pure comedy to me. Listen, you mad right now because you're sticking to that fucking couch.
Mad, yo,
Florida,
I'm chilling. What you talking about? I'm mad, yo. I'm having the greatest night because of you.
you made my night, like I said before, if you weren't listening, which you don't do very often.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like I said, you made my night. You made, it made me easier sleep at night because you gave me a good crack up. I'm exhausted from the laughter that you gave me. I'm just saying for the future, just have a little more class, and you say you could be hood. That shit don't matter if you're hood or not. You can have hood with class, though, and that's one thing you ain't got. Work on that. I mean, I'm sure the people around you like it. It's all right. But in the world, you ain't going to make it, chick. I'm telling you that right now. I'm just giving you a heads up. And there's the 5 seconds of silence. Damn silence. Wow. Yo, Angry Bastard Radio, y'all. 914-338-1782. That's 6-2. I don't know, Q, you gonna have to tell them shit. Hey, look at the time. Time to do it.